Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
I love it, man. Whole new setup Blog Talk got going on. New music, new album. You feel me? But like I always do about this time, I've been gone for a minute, but like I used to do about this time, but like I'm right back doing it again. I'm reloading! Oh, man. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate everybody that's actually listening to the show right now. All right. You guys really mean a lot to me, okay? A, because if you're here right now, that means you really was a long and faithful listener of the show. Hold on a second. Yeah, I've got to get stuff resituated and I really appreciate it, all right? I really thank everybody for tuning into the show, everybody who's been supporting the show from day one. And the reason being is right now, if you're listening to this show, it's like, yo, you really down with me because I've been off the air for like a month straight, going hard, grinding, getting this album done. You feel me? And I got all my people back with me. July 1st, baby. July the 1st. The cinema of me. The cinema of me, man. The new album coming out to you. It's going to be hard. It's going to be crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, man, I'm so excited about it. I'm going to run a commercial and everything and all that in a little bit. Hold on, let me get some background music going on. All right, here we go. There we go. Yeah. Anyway, 347-934-0966, episode 200. Yeah, man, who riding out with me? You feel me? I thank everybody for tuning into the show, man. I thank everybody for supporting me. It's going down. Episode 200, the digital listening party. The digital listening party for the cinema of me. All right? That's what we're going to be doing tonight. I'm going to be talking a little bit here and there. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines, getting feedback from everybody. But for the most part, for this 200th episode of K100 Internet Radio, I'm going to focus on the reason I've been going off the air for a month. And the reason I've been going off the air for a month is so I can finish my album. All right? And now that the album's done, I'm going to be back. I'm not going to be doing four shows a week. I'm going to be going maybe two a week because I got to promote the album. I got to be in the streets. I got performances lined up and all kind of stuff. So it's crazy. It's hectic for me. You feel me? But at the end of the day, I know that you guys are going to enjoy tonight's show because if you really want to, you know what I'm saying, I suggest before we even go any further that if you can, go to a computer. Go to a computer and listen to tonight's show if you can. If you can't, I understand. You know, if you want to call in also. But go to a computer if you can and listen to this episode. Shouts out to everybody that might be listening to this on the podcast via iTunes. Really appreciate it. It's going to sound real good in your headphones on your iPod playing it back. But if you're listening live right now, I want you to try and get to a computer. The reason why I want you to try and get to a computer, it's because you can hear the music clear better through a computer than you can through the phone. Or if you are listening through your phone, maybe if you have like a headset, like if your phone comes equipped with the headset, so you can hear the music a little bit clearer, that works a little bit. But what we're going to be doing tonight for episode 200 is listening to all the tracks. That's right, I said all of the tracks. The final product, the final mix and master tracks from the album, The Cinema of Me. By yours truly. That's what's going on tonight for K100 Internet Radio, episode 200. But before I start, since I haven't been on the air, I gotta get a couple things off my chest. You feel what I'm saying? All right, let me stop. Let me pump my brakes, all right? It is a Monday. You know what I'm saying? It is a Monday. That's from LeBron James. Oh, yeah, nigga, I ain't forgot. Fucking choke artist. You cost me money, nigga. Still mad about that. Fuck Dirk Nowitzki. I wasn't on the air when all that went down. That's one thing I just could not mention on K100 once I got back on the air. You fucking choke artist. Very upset about Miami Heat losing that series. Very upset about how the whole bunch of shenanigans, bunch of bullshit. But that's neither here nor there. I got a new switchboard here at Blog Talk Radio. Okay? I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't even know what half of this shit is. All right? So I'm learning as I'm going here. I don't even know if you got your hands raised or not. I have no clue. I see numbers, and I don't know if people have their hands raised or not because the little hand thing that I don't even know. Maybe you do. Hold, let me see. Hey, 678-365, you're on the air live with K100. Who's this?
This your boy Avenue, man.
Av, what's up, man? Did you hit the number one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so I guess that's what this little thing right here means, that you hit the number one. And I see people who didn't hit the number one, so I'm assuming since that's not by their name, that means you want to talk and they don't, I guess. I don't know. What's been going on, Avenue?
So.
Official Avenue is in the building. Avenue, you know what I'm saying, Five Diamond Music Group. Shout out to them. Avenue is on the album. All right? Avenue is on the album. He's on a joint called Outer Space. We're going to run that. We're going to make sure we run Outer Space. All right? You know what I'm saying? So hold on if you can, homie. You know what I'm saying? Tweet out to a couple of people. Text a couple of people. Tell them to tune in to the show. Yeah, I'm giving them a couple of minutes to get on the show because the whole CD is only like an hour and 5 minutes long. So I got a little wiggle room before I start running the music. And I'm going to be stopping periodically, doing a sound check, doing a listen check, see who's checking for me. You understand? Shouts out to everybody listening to me on the internet. Shouts out to everybody listening to me on the phone line. Got a couple people in the building. But like I said, we're going to run Avenue. The homie Avenue is on the track. Make sure, hey, are you coming down to the album release in Florida? You coming to the album release?
Yes.
Yes.
Sir, I'll be there.
Avenue will be in the building. Oh, Avenue, it's going to be a whole bunch of them if I'm going to be jocking you because I'm going to put you on blast. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is him right here.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm always ready.
Going down July 1st. Going down July 1st, Club Latitudes, Panama City, Florida. We're going to be going ham, all right? All the way live. If you're inside and listen to my voice down in Panama City, and you're not in Latitudes on July 1st, kill yourself. You're not living. Avenue, hold on, homie. Hold on.
All right, Mike.
All right. Billy Bass, isn't it?
What's happening, boy? K100 back on the map, man. What's going on?
Of course, we're back. We're here. We're back in effect. Hold on a second. Okay. I have no idea how to... Okay, yeah. So anyway, Billy Bass Finish, what's happening, man? You glad we back? You glad we back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. That's what's up, man.
What better way?
It's a boring, man.
Well, I'm going to get back to the shit talking. I'm going to get back to the wild and zaniness that is signature of K100. But tonight we're going to bump the music. Tonight, we're going to play some music. We're going to play the cinema of me. So once again, if you're on the phone lines or if you're listening, make sure you got some good stereo speakers. You know, if you got a subwoofer on your computer, plug it on up. Get it ready. We're going to bump that music all night. One time for the homie Billy Bad Phoenix hanging in there with me. Still waiting, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how many listeners I lost, but my true listeners, I know they'll be here. You dig? Stay on the line, homie. Stay on the line.
Yes, sir.
Michigan girl.
What's up?
What it do, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for hanging around. You dig? Oh, by the way, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, 347-934-0966. Episode 200. The digital listening party for the cinema of me. 21 gun salute to that. Michigan girl, what's been going on? How you been doing since we've been off the air for a little while?
I've been good. You know, I missed the Mash Motherfucker Mondays because, man, I had a whole bunch of people to mash.
Give me one real quick.
Man, I had a match with my grandma for embarrassing me yesterday. And I got to bash some fake ass people. These motherfuckers that just think that because I'm nice and sweet and I got this little bitty soft voice sometimes that you think you're going to talk to me any kind of way and treat me any kind of way. Kill yourself because I will pop the trunk and you won't like me.
Yeah! You heard that? We're back. K100 Internet Radio. Stand by. Stand by, Michigan girl. Stand by. I'm getting ready to go to the music. 319-850.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Oh, what's going on? Stay back in the building, you dig?
I hear.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm getting ahead
of you. I'm back in effect.
Right. Well, we're going to get ready to go ahead and go into the music. You know what I'm saying? So I have a little bit of wiggle room to stop, ask a couple questions and whatnot. You feel me? I'm probably going to run 2 or 3 songs at a time. You guys sit back and enjoy, you dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. We're live in effect for episode 200. You feel me? Episode 200. Who's fucking with my grind, man? Really, though. Who is fucking with my grind? 200 episodes? Album release July 1st? Don't act like you don't see the grind. Kill yourself, haters. Let me help you out. You can't win with me. I'm going to outlast you. 678-542, what's popping? Who's this?
Oh, come on, man. Team Shreds member, Rocky the Friendo.
Right.
In the building, man. Ready to fucking blow up that damn spot we going in, man. Invade it, man. That's what we ready to do.
Man, listen, man. I'm telling you, man. You're going to be in for a treat, Defendo. I'm telling you. Everybody needs to come. The whole gang. The gang needs to be there because we're going ham. The commercials rolling.
They're
talking about it all over the internet. The dude from the club is calling me like, Blizzard, I don't know if everybody's going to fit, man. We might have a fire code problem. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out. We're going to make that shit fit, fam.
Yeah. And the man around this bitch. You know what it is. Team Streets, of course. You know what I'm saying? So, Ralphie DeFrendo, hold on, man. I'm going to get ready to get into the music. Play some of these songs for the people. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yo, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, tell everybody, yo, get to a computer so you can hear this shit crisp and clear coming across those speakers. But if you're on the phone, don't worry about it. Everything's mixed and mastered. It's going to sound real nice anyway. Stand by, DeFrendo.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, I got a couple other people on the phone lines also. Shout out to all you guys. I know you guys probably just come in to listen and you don't really want to talk. And that's cool. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the music. You dig? Hold on, let me stop this background music. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and run hold on, let me see. Well, this person raised their hand. Hold on, let me see who this is right here. 678-358.
I'm Mickey.
Oh, who's it? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, this is Key. Key, what's happening, babe?
I was about to say, quit it. Stop playing.
But I'm saying, you didn't hit number one till right then. I think. I don't know, because I don't have my little hand signature no more. I don't know what the fuck Block Talk is doing. I don't know. The whole everything on my screen, you know what a switchboard looks like. When you come over, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Everything is different. Nothing looks the same. They switch everything. So I'm kind of lost, because I really didn't know that until I started getting ready for the show today. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I haven't used it yet. So y'all bear with me. But I'm doing pretty good. All right. Key's in the building. Of course, Key, you're going to be down there July 1st going ham, right?
You already know.
Of course. Okay,
me
so go ahead.
And girl gonna be in the.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? You guys are gonna have fun. I know you guys are gonna be great. I'm just really concerned about will everybody fit in the building. I want everybody in there, but it's looking like it's not gonna happen. It's physically impossible. Considering the crowd is already coming. Get there early. I swear. I'm telling you, if you listen to me, you're in Panama City, Florida. I highly suggest you don't wait until 1 o'clock to come out that night. You're gonna be mad. I'm telling you right now, don't do it. I know this is what y'all niggas usually do, but don't do it to yourself that night, shawty. I'm telling you, don't do it. All right, stand by, Key. Okay, so now we're gonna go ahead and run the songs. I'm gonna run them how they're running on the album. Yeah, I'm not gonna skip around. I'm gonna give it to you how I'm giving it to you on the CD. July 1st, The Cinema of Me, the new album by Blizzom. All right, some of these songs you heard before, some you may not. Shout out to everybody listening to me on the podcast. You guys really got the advantage. If you listen to me on your phone, but you really want to hear all these songs crystal clear, what you can do is go to the iTunes store, find my podcast in the iTunes store, the K100 podcast. If you have the iTunes software, just launch it, go to iTunes, and download the replay and the podcast version. Therefore, if you was listening to your phone because you couldn't get to a computer, you can go back and listen to the songs back to your computer in the podcast. You can download it to your iPod and all that stuff, even burn it to a CD. All right, it won't sound as good as the CD, of course, because it's coming through the radio station, but still, if you really want to hear the songs, you know, get a little bit better clarity than just on your phone after the show tonight, go ahead. The show is going to be available on iTunes maybe, I think, take like an hour after the show airs. and then it's going to be on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and do a search for K100 Radio up under the podcast. When you see the middle finger, of course, that's us. All right? Track number one, Blizzard, the Cinema on Me, the red carpet intro.
Okay, how do I look? Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Hi, this is Tabitha Tellall. I'm outside of the release party for the new album by Blizzom, The Cinema of Me.
Yo,
oh, wait,
what up, what up?
Yes, yes,
thanks.
Blizzom, 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 over here.
Hey, what's up? You good in that dress?
thank you a lot.
That's what's up. What's poppin'?
So you haven't released an album in over 3 years, so why the long wait between the projects?
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I really feel like it's time now. I didn't want to release the project until it was perfect, until I had it the way I wanted. Of course, I'm a producer and an engineer myself, so like I mixed and engineered all the songs on this album and produced a couple of the tracks.
Okay.
So I've been doing that for myself, a lot of other people on the label, a lot of other people that I'm affiliated with. I started K100 Internet Radio, that. So I've been busy. I'm more than just a rapper, so it keeps me busy in between the projects.
Wow, that's great. Okay, well, exactly what does The Cinema of Me really mean?
Well, really, it's a catchy way of saying my life is like a movie, you know?
Hmm.
And my music is really diverse. I write about stuff that I've been through personally, stuff that I can relate to. And that's what my fans have come to expect from me. Great lyrics, great delivery, diverse topics, and some unique production. So I think if you made my life into a movie, it would be a blockbuster. And that's what I feel about the album.
Well, thank you for your time.
Hey, no problem. Thank you again for wearing that dress.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll see you next time.
Well, and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The new album by Blizzom, The Cinema of Me. Oh, my God, I totally threw him.
Tabitha, we're still live on air.
Oh, shit.
Turn the volume up, or you good? Just drag it and drop that right about there.
Yeah, like that.
Hey, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm gonna get that laid back.
Hey,
man.
We gon' ride for that. Hey, new shit, man.
Hey,
shit,
man.
Let's go. Hey, if you with me, shorty, holla back. I love my city, dog. I ride for that.
Ride for that.
I'm on the grind, trying to find a stack. Don't be playing with my money, man. I ride for that.
Ride for that.
Pick the best songs on the fire track. Until the nigga prove me wrong, I'ma ride with that.
Ride
from the hood. Sometimes I don't know how to act. Push the club to the back, and we can ride to that. What the business is, I'm back in the building. Still rep the bay, they get it how they live. When they push cocaine, so they can push that range on 26, so they know them chickens is game. That's the Blizzom all black, from the T's to the ones. Hats to the side, big jeans, a buried gun. Do anything to clock them dollars. Like ride 430 when we work traffic in. Do you follow?
Hey, sir.
You young niggas don't know my rep. I'm South Park, up in Greenwood. Watch your step. When I lay up in the A, I be in every county. From the K to back to Clay, go to G's.
They
love my swag when I'm switching it up. When I come around them bras, start switching they butt. I'm a winner like a Florida Gator.
Yeah,
middle finger to the haters, probably falling in Vegas. Yeah, if you with me, shorty, holla back. I love my city, dog, I ride for that.
Ride for that.
I'm on the grind trying to find a stack. Don't be playing with my money, man, I ride for that.
Ride for that.
Beat the best songs on the fire track. I tell the nigga prove me wrong, I'ma ride with that.
Ride
from the hood, sometimes I don't know how to act. I play the wind once I lift that skin over my eyeballs. Yeah, y'all, I'm at it again. Cause every day we trying to get paid. Hey, homie, you can say the hell about my face if you gon' start acting bitch, man. Cause my dogs gon' ride with me. Fuck around and run up on you, it's a robbery. Well, I knew you, that's a yes, not a probably.
If
you the business, you gon' have to let the doctor see. Cause cash rules everything around me, man. And sisters can't talk when they buried in the sand. When you playing with the boss, you use mafia rules. Godfathers don't beef, they just break out the
okay.
If you with me, shorty, holla back. I love my city, dog, I ride for that.
Ride for that.
I'm on the grind trying to find a stack.
So
be playing with my money, man, I ride for that.
Ride for that.
Beat the best songs on the fire track. I tell the nigga prove me wrong, I'ma ride with that.
Ride
from the hood, sometimes I don't know how to act. Cause the club ain't go back, but we can ride for that.
Ride for that.
When I bring it, it be out of the box. The real music lovers love it, they be giving me props. They say shots out to me every chance they get. The real niggas throw me juices while they bumping my shit. I hit a link for a couple grand, add a couple rubber bands. Now the bitch is talking, blitz them, give me one more chance. So she do one more dance. I'm like, Charlie, back it up. She felt the bulge in my pants. I'm like, man.
My whole clique rocking to the side. My partner XL make them track that ride. Nigga, it's never hard for me to decide what I be doing round six if they gon' close at five. Yeah, we at the Waffle House. And you know we use the fuck, so we wildin' out. That's how we ridin' when we hang. Oh, wait, they trippin' in the parking lot. Bang, bang, bang. Chill. You with me, shawty, holla back. I love my city, dog, I ride for that. I'm on the grind trying to find a stack. So be playin' with my money, man, I ride for that. Pick the best songs on the fire track. I tell a nigga pull me wrong, I'ma ride with that. I'm from the hood, sometimes I don't know how to act. Push the club, super pack, so we can ride to that. Ride to that.
Straight. out of CD. Hosted by Lil Cash with DJ Beat Boy spinning that hot music. And the Red and White Affair will be in effect. It's the return of the grind.
Yeah, you know what it is. I'm reloading. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum, and that was the first three tracks off the new album, The Cinema of Me. You feel me? We had the intro, you know what I'm saying? A little funny, funny, something, something, you know what I'm saying? I think she likes me. Then we backed it up with Ride For That, produced by XL, the homie from Italy. Really dope producer. He's got three tracks on the album, and he's from Italy, man. He does all his beats. Is just crazy, incredible. The next one was Real Big, featuring my homie Big Swole and Big Bully Streets out the Team Shreds camp, you understand? Produced by the homie B-Low Down, you dig? I love those verses. We're going to go ahead and, let me open up the lines and ask some people what they think about them joints real quick. 678, 365, what you think about those joints?
Oh, yeah, I ride to it, man, all day, every day.
For sure, Official Avenue in the building. Billy Bad, what you do? What you think? You riding with them?
Man, that Real Big track. I could just see, if I was ever in Atlanta, I could just see Magic City just twerking off that shit, bro.
Uh-huh, bring you one. When you come to Atlanta, bring you one. If you come to the, bring you one. That's all I can tell you. When they play that, bring some ones. I hope you got some money. Stay on the line. Michigan girl.
What's up?
What you think about the first three tracks? You good? We rolling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they good. You know I'm riding with that.
Uh-huh. Shay, what about you?
I like that. I'm feeling them.
Uh-huh. 678-542.
Yo, you got money, fam. You good.
Yeah. We good? We rolling. All right, Key, what you think? Key, what you think, Key? I don't know. Key?
What's up?
What you think? We rolling? We good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 904-520, who's this?
What's happening, nigga?
What's going on? What's up, man?
Hey, what the business is, bro? You know I'm tuning in. I got to hear what the fuck I'm missing out on.
Right. What you think about that Real Big? Yeah.
Hey, man, that shit go ham burger, yeah. Nigga.
I'm fucking with that Real Big.
Goddamn Ronald McDonald, nigga. That shit go ham, nigga.
All right, we're going to go to a couple more tracks after this. Hold on. 910-813, who's this?
910, what's up, Blizz?
Oh, what's going on? What's popping, man? Thanks for tuning in to the show. You did? What you think about those tracks?
Man, they would give mad play in the Tahoe with the 12s in the back for sure, bro.
For sure. And you guys got to think, man. You know, you download this to get this album, man. It bumps so hard. It's so crisp. It's so done up right. Everything's ready for you. I gave you guys a real album, man. I gave you guys something that you don't feel you have no problem with purchasing, okay? I didn't shortchange you.
It will be downloaded.
Right.
It will really be downloaded. They would get mad play in the and up everybody in the natty. Be like, who's that? And that's my nigga, Blizzum.
Right. Hey, order the CD, man. Order the CD online. You're going to be able to order the CD at www.cdbaby.com. It takes like a week and a half after I get them the CDs on Thursday, and I send them off to CD Baby. It takes about a week or so for them to process it. And then once they do, you can actually go to CD Baby and order physical copies of the CDs, okay? All you got to do is go to www.cdbaby.com, type in Blizzum, and it's going to take you to our page, and you can order the actual physical copies distributed through them, okay? Hey, thanks for calling into the show, man. We're going to get ready to go back to this music. Hold on, real quick. Ruby Candy.
What's up?
What's up, baby? What you think about the music?
Oh, yeah, it'll get me on the pole.
Ah, Real Big. Make sure you bring one. If you play that in the club.
No, I take 5, 10, 20, 50s. Have it go.
All right. Everybody stand by. We're going to the rest of the songs. All right. Next up, we got Ready for War, produced by yours truly, featuring my homegirl, Taisha Brown. You know what I mean? After that, we got Grind to the Max. Of course, a lot of y'all have heard that one already, but it's, you know, better mixed, mastered, and all this. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Nuna Jr. and the Kid. Then we got Caught Up, featuring the homegirl, Vision. All right. Here we go. Ready for War.
Time, baby.
I'm
so I got my girl Taisha to help me out with this thing, man. Ready for war. Cause when you ready for war, can't nobody talk you out of that.
Baby, nigga, gon' ride with me. I swear, ready for war. Hold your back
dollar dog shorty cause it's going down. Suck a small pistol in the club, nigga, fuck around. South side till I die, black tea, red eyes, ski mask for the sash, nigga, let's ride. When it's time to eat a man up or stand down, listen, Mr. Front Runner, you can play the background. Vividly diagram, life through my diaphragm. Weed smoke blowing through my nose, pass it to the fam. Like that, turning soap, burning to make it. Plus, all my bras stink like Angela Davis. Can't stop a hustle on the grind, I'ma make dough. David Koresh, the feds, turn the hood into Waco. From the gunshine state, back up to Clayco. I'm the man around this field, cause I say so. Strength like Kobe. Tell these white folks they owe me. So we gon' keep it grinding till they got the 40 acres to show me, homie. And if they take my guns, I got the bats and the knives. You still be fooled, but the maggots and flies. The prize run up on them quickly. Look them dead up in the eyes. They know I'm about to ride like a Hemi. Time's the only thing they can give me. Judged by 12, but carried by 6. My real thugs feel me. So I two pop these imposters. Big pop for pop, big jam master J. Who shot you? And if I die first, I forever live on. Immortalized through my words, nigga, sing my song. Leave my money to my seeds, leave my brother my bro. And tell my girl they ain't coming back home. Let's get it on. I'll ask him, how shall I love my neighbor when he ready to kill me? Dear Lord, I don't understand it really. I know it sounds silly, but I thought you said an eye for an eye. Words that I live by till I die. So my mama gon' cry as she mourn over her firstborn. That's life, nigga, you've been warned as my soul gets torn.
Cause I jam my phone, nigga be packing, nigga be jacking, robbing and killing, and we're not stopping till your ass Meet your maker, middle finger like A100. Bitch, get paper. And if you offer my way, bruh, won't call in your fried light. Say the top, want to put a 400 box. Pamela Heights and hire on call. What is you for now? Do not talk. People with a nigga like me, whatever you motherfucker don't really want to go and walk. Get a bitch out to get job, Papa get pop. Shout out to my homies in Florida like Shay and Mike Rosen, boy, in the ghetto child. 20 years later, my rent rose in bank account. Overloaded, 2 minutes of money. I'ma max some grind, motherfucker.
I came before the world, middle finger up. All the kids stop me, all they do is make me tough. Get off, I'ma get back, I'ma get back, don't slack. Now get out, make it back, I'ma grind to the max, to the max. We stand before the world, middle fingers up. All the kids stop me, all they do is make me tough. Get off, I'ma get back, we get back, we don't slack. Yeah, get off, let's get back, we gon' grind to the max, to the max.
It's the Southeast beast, look, I'm changing. Running with a book.
Every day, every day. Every day.
200 Internet Radio, you dig? Episode 200. Episode 200, the digital listening party for my new album, The Cinema of Me. The track that just played right then, the last one was Caught Up, featuring my Vision, you know what I'm saying, off the Chinese Entertainment Camp. You know what I'm saying? That was produced by XL, the guy who did Ride For That. Before that, we had Grind To The Max, produced by B-Lo Down. Shout out to B-Lo Down, you dig? Did mad tracks on the album. Featuring Nudie Jr., of course, and the kid, you feel me? And before that, we had Ready For War featuring Tyshia Brown, which was produced by yours truly. All right, so thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Really appreciate it. You guys, give you a little bit of insight about what really went on with the album. The album, a lot of people are like, yo, some of these songs are like, you know, I've heard some of these songs have been around for a while. Well, what happened was I had like a crazy probably the past 3 years, you know, of my life. Even besides starting K100, just a lot of ups and downs personally. And so, you know, when you're an independent artist, you have to, you know what I'm saying, it's bits and pieces. You go to the studio, you hit the studio, you do a song, you don't put it out, you know, you leak it a little bit, whatever. Be that as may, you've got songs on this album that may have been recorded up to 2 years ago, close to three, and then some that were recorded 2 months ago on this album. But I recorded over 100 songs, and I picked the best top songs and out of all those songs. So, you know, the culmination of the album are the best of the songs I've done in the past 3 years. They're the best songs that I've recorded and done, and if I didn't leak it or if I did leak it or whatever, over the past 3 years. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people hadn't really heard a lot of music until I started doing K100 Radio. I didn't start Facebook until about maybe 2 years ago. I really just started Facebook, and so people started hearing some of it that way. But I hadn't put none of the CDs on the streets except for one song, which was, of course, the single Whatever You On. And, of course, I shot the video for the next song. No, not the next song, but one of the next songs, which was Bet the House. So people weren't exposed to the songs. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you really follow my career, some of these songs you've heard, and it's going to be some coming up here that you probably haven't heard, you know, unless you're really within my camp. But it's a process when you're an independent artist, you know. It takes a lot of work. You got to keep at it. You got to chug at it. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to put the album out, like I said in the intro, the red carpet interview, until it was right, until I felt like it was a banger. You know what I'm saying? And so you've got all these combinations of great songs on one project. I feel like it flows really smooth. I can't wait for people to actually get the CDs and really just listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Because everything's been mixed and mastered, you know, broadcasted through Blog Talk Radio. This is not really made for music. It's really for blog talking, talk radio. You know, so they broadcast. They don't let you broadcast in stereo. It's mono, and you can't, and it's all muffled and shit. But you get the gist. You get the idea. You hear the music, motherfucker. Let me gun your fucking hating ass down. 347-529. What it do? 347-529?
Hi,
Blizzle. Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
LaCrush.
Oh, LaCrush, what's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show. You enjoying the music? You enjoying the music?
I am. I like that Army one.
All right. It's good music. It's great stuff. Got a couple of coming up. One, of course, a lot of people who know about Love or Lust. That's one of the ladies' favorites. Bet the House and Mr. 40 Cal. Those are slated to come up next. So the two tracks produced by the president and one of the favorites by the ladies. You back on the air too, also, I heard.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, please stand by. Let me go ahead and jump into the rest of these songs. I'm going to ask a couple more questions, a couple more people, and then we're going to go to this music, all right? Hold on, all right? All right.
Uh-huh.
That's LaCrush, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for her hanging around, tuning in. The Kid.
Yo, what up, bro?
Well, you heard a little editing I had to put, you know, in your verse.
Hey,
you satisfied? You
I couldn't even tell that you did anything
right,
to it, really,
right,
bro.
Right,
yeah,
right,
it was fine, man.
That's what's up. That's what's work. Up. All right. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Avenue.
Yo, what's good?
Good, homie. You know what, Avenue? Since you were like one of the first people that called into the show, I'm gonna do what I said I wasn't gonna do. I said I was gonna play all the songs in the exact order, but fuck it. It's my shit. I do what I want to do. All right. K1's Radio. I'm going to go ahead and jump to something that's not, this is not where the song actually comes on the album, but it's quickly becoming one of the favorites with a certain crowd, you know. My homie Avenue from Five Diamond, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Nextel Nails, you feel me? Shouts out to Strids, everybody. He jumped on one of these songs, and this is a song that I experimented on. I totally left outside of what I normally do. But it ended up being one of the hottest songs, and this was one of the more recent songs that I just recorded, so a lot of people haven't heard this record that I'm about to play, because it's really, unless you're really in my camp, it's a great chance you probably never heard this record. But a song called Out of Space, And it's an up-tempo song, kind of like something, you know, in the Flo Rida kind of range, you know, kind of upbeat, pit bullish, I guess you would say. You know, something that, you know, white people might like. You know what I'm saying? But I decided to expand my horizons. I picked this production specifically because I've never done a song like this. And so for the album, I'm bouncing all over the place with the production and everything. And so I said, you know, if I could tackle this kind of production and sound good on this, you know, I'm the man, which I already knew I was. But I'm going to go ahead and run this joint right here, then I'll probably get back into the playlist. Avenue, stand by, homie. Let me go ahead and jump into this song. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and jump down a little bit and play a song. I know I said I was going to skip around, but Avenue's been on the line since we started. So I'm going to go ahead and run this. This is Outer Space, produced by the Presidents, the same guys who produced Mr. 40 Cal, and the same guys who produced Bet the House. Great producers. They got a dynamic range. So those, you know, the difference in those beats when you hear Bet the House, Mr. 40 Cal, and Outer Space. So I'm going to run that, and then I'm going to run Love of Lust will be next, which is produced by, of course, my homie XL from out of Italy again. And then we're going to probably run that, keep it in order. We'll go back to Bet the House. So right now, Outer Space featuring Avenue.
Listen, let's beat it up. Chain Avenue on the hook. The president's on the track. Let's go. Myself, blew an ounce and I stepped down, I'm fully charged. Going to roll your crew, it gets rough. We don't care what your prep, we going hard. Yeah, it's a nightlife, bright lights. We might be out to the break of dawn. My musician really like what I write, feeling my C, and she love my song. Well, you can go and hit the bar up. I might get the whole body, but she's starstruck. Yeah, calling. Some say it's lost because you pay too much for what you get, like a Starbucks. But my team's in the building, and I swag on, so hands to the ceiling. Put it out, that's a nigga you feeling. Get your dance on, that's what you call living. Oh, you 23, but that's not your future on the ID. No, I guess it don't matter when you ask that better, but I can't be sipping like security. No, so I'ma holler at the next one, cause it's so packed, I know I'ma catch one. Yeah, and then the question of if I'm a sex one. No, problem is, which one's the best one? So damn sexy, but the one on her breast is the best, like, ooh, ooh. Baby, what's poppin' with you? They call me Blizzard, what you got in that mixture? Yeah. You from Long Island? Mind you wildin'. I think we both drunk, let's take a picture. Snap, snap, get your pose on. You will need a flash in the club with no phones. Right. Upgrade, so you can upload this text right quick while it's up for your song. We out of space, tell her to get back, no room in this place. No, back in fact, she moving that shape to the highs and the hats and booms in this space. Pump, pump, wait, free frame, drop. Baby, the bottle gon' pop. Drink, go, drink up, whatever you want. Long as you drive home, baby, why would you stop? Why would you stop?
Freaky dicky got that little nasty hungry lick in my eyes. I know you see me. See, I got my gloves, they ain't going. But I love fashion, baby, and it's showing when I cut you in the morning. Now, we intertwine, tell me what's your state of mind. Are you more than just a dime? Can you understand my grind? Cause a real woman hard to find. And I ain't trying to waste some time with another groupie trying to take what's mine. That's cool. We can talk about it later. Once you turn up on your stomach, get up on your knees, shorty, let me take you. I know we both feeling geeked up off them good nuts. So there's more to it. Is it love or lust? I'm a busy man, you can't be complaining about you, don't come around no more. Cause if you're down under the show, you won't be all in another man grill everywhere that you go. Where that you go, claiming that you just flirting. Well, why the hell you gave that nigga your number? Come on now, who you think you jerking? For certain I'm a G so I can see the fake shit. I need to know you got my back with all the problems I'm facing with. The jealousy breeds envy, baby. So your girlfriends like to call you stupid and crazy. Cause being with a rapper and a hustler, that's cause I see I'm getting to the money, trusting us. Ain't no need to fuss. Let's fuck tonight. And shorty, you can throw it on me, bet I cuff it right. I got the blueprints in my brain so we can live fresher. We done made it this far, baby, is it love or lust? Top of everything else, I'm a player, but I'll keep it real with you if you play your part. Sleep with me, you get the finest thing. Maybe it's diamond ring. Watch your life change from a model to a range. Probably switch your last name to match mine, but only if it's love, not lust. In due time, baby.
So, shawty, what you gonna do? I see you talking right, but you gotta show and prove. The game is the game's on top, and if you ain't down, then you can't cry. Cause I'm a hustler.
Rapper from the south, I'm get it, nigga. Hey,
the house.
Big show where the Michael Obama with a trump. That's why I got with the president to come and stop
him.
Hate him, block the zone. I call him my E-clip. Going off the Henny shot. I'm throwing up each step. But they do the same show. But then they dancing with the stars.
Now.
It's the hood where they drop it low and suck you in the car. The first 48 jump pass. I'm home free.
Okay.
I learned how to pull a murder from my daughter's own free. Been in the A for like a decade. It's like my second home.
True.
But you know, I rep the A5-4 with Sizzle Stone. If I say he can't rap, that don't mean that I'm a hater.
Right.
I just don't like his music, not the fact he's making paper.
Come on, man.
Not a dash straight. These rappers are so fake. Avatars lie harder till they blew up in their face. This music like bedtime. I'm doing every day.
What
this
up,
is just the first quarter, so I keep a game face.
Yeah,
I finally made it.
Yeah.
My grind got me on.
Yeah.
No from my hustle and my swag on my song.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm super lyric.
Right.
That's what I'm about. I'm a winner. Go get it, nigga. You can bet the house.
People's opinion on the Outer Space joint, the one with Avenue was featured on. So let me open up the phone lines to a couple of people who might have heard that one. Let's see. I'll go down, start from the bottom up. Crush, what do you think about the Outer Space joint?
I digged it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. What about the other one? What about Love or Lust and Bet the House?
Well, actually, I play those on my radio show. They are on my playlist as we speak.
Oh.
Bet the House and Love or Lust, actually.
That's what's up. I really appreciate it.
The space joint, I do dig it. I like the beat. There was just a little annoying beep in it that I didn't like. But other than that, I thought it was cool.
All right. Stand by. Ruby Candy, what you think about it?
I digged it.
Yeah,
I digged it a lot. Yeah, I digged it.
What about Love or Lust and Bet the House?
That's my shit.
Oh, Love or Lust?
Yes, that's my shit and Bet the House.
Okay. That's what's up. The Kid, what happened, homie? What you think?
Hey, what it is, man. Hey, Outer Space, very different. Glad you was bold enough to take it there, but I can dig it. And you already know Bet in the House is one of my favorites. The other drug was hot, too, but Bet in the House is one of my favorites.
All right. Stand by. Shay, what do you think?
Unos, dos, tres, go. I love that one.
Uh-huh.
So all three of those are three of my favorites. Love them.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. That song is really for people who don't. If everywhere you go is some shit that's like Central Station in Atlanta or KJ's in Panama City, you'll never hear that song get played there. But if you do frequent a club like Spinnaker or one of these clubs up in Buckhead, you know what I'm saying, in Atlanta, then definitely that's the venue where Outer Space will be played. So it's a type specific song. If you really just don't dig that, that's cool. Like I said, it's 19 songs, 21 tracks with the intros and the skit and everything. And so some of the songs, I'm like, okay, this is for a specific kind of person, a specific kind of setting. If you don't never have, if you can't find yourself in there, then yeah, you know, it might not be for you. But Outer Space is something that I did. I feel that came out great to me because I go to clubs where that kind of music just rocks, and that's the only shit they play. And so I don't want to be able to go to a DJ in that club and say, well, I don't have anything on my album that you can play. I got one song. If it's just one, I got one, I can get those motherfuckers. and it's out of space. Michigan girl, what do you think?
Oh, I'm liking Out of Space. It makes me feel like I'm at the club because, you know, I'm in Atlanta and I do frequent those clubs. Of course, Love of Lust and Bet the House always favorite, so
mm-hmm.
I'm still rocking.
All right. Billy Bad, what do you think?
Out of Space, all I can say is fist pump. That's all I'm going to say. I'm fist pumping that shit. But Bet the House, if I was a UFC fighter, probably about 80 or 90 more pounds bigger, that's how I walk to the octagon with the mean mug face going on. You know, that shit is a go hard track right there. Love and Lust, I'm digging that as well, man. Bet the House is one of my favorites. You know, but yeah, Out of Space, that I call me a white boy, I don't care, but I'm fucking pissed on that shit.
The song is a white song. Out of Space is definitely a white, not white
I
song. It's just one of those songs where that crowd that I'm targeting for that song, you know who I'm targeting with that song. I mean, come on, let's just keep it 100. You know, that's the name of the song.
Hey, I'm fucking pissed on that shit, bro.
I mean, so it is. I don't want to say white song because some black people like that kind of music too, and they dance off of it too. So I don't want to call it a white song, but I know people are gonna call it a quote white song. I don't give a shit, but that's
I call it that. But I dig it. I pump the fist to that shit, dog. Real talk.
But that's what I'm trying to. I mean, that is my target audience when I cooked that up in the lab, and that's the whole. It came out just like I wanted it because that's the people that.
And then also at the same token too, man. I don't want to take nobody else's time, but that's something that dance crews can battle with shit off of. You know what I'm saying? I could see my old roommates and his crew
right.
dancing off of that, man, you know.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Stand by. I got a couple more people want to talk. Key, what's up, babe? What you think?
What's popping?
What you
and
think?
You know, I like them all. I think especially, like, with Outer Space, it is type specific to you type of music in the clubs. And diversity is always good. That's why a lot of rappers get stuck, because they're not diverse enough. So
type of
me. You know, they all
know
with me.
Right. All right. That's what's up. All right, so she likes all three. 347-497. 347-497. You're in the air?
This is Elohim. Peace, brother.
Oh, what's going on, Elohim? What's up, man? So what you think so far?
Man.
What you think so far about some of these tracks?
I just tuned in. And I caught the last one, and it was popping. I caught at the end, but you know it had me popping. You know what I'm saying? I was nodding. I'm not gonna lie, I was nodding.
All right. Well, brother Elohim, stand by because we're gonna get into a nice little set of them right here. And I think actually you're from up north, kind of you're really gonna feel the next couple of tracks. Big Bully Streets.
Yo,
what up, homie?
What up, homie?
Yo, they
what's
fucking,
going on, man?
Hey man, I'm feeling good, man. July the first, nigga.
July the first, nigga. Score down, Panama City Beach, man. Bullies Lava Release Party, the cinema of me. I'm there. Big Bully Streets will be there in person. Show my support. One team, one dream, man. Team Street Chainless. How?
Hey, everybody was hands down feeling real big. They love real big.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. But I love Outer Space. You know what I mean?
Love
I just want to throw that out there. I love Outer Space. It's different. Maybe it's one of those songs that maybe got to grow on you. You hear it three or four times, but the vibe on it feels so good. You know what I mean? And I think every artist on an album needs a song like that. That'll take them global. You feel me? If you watched the BET Awards last night, the part about it that caught my attention the most was Beyonce's performance because of the crowd that she had wherever she was at. I don't know where
right.
she was at, but they had a flags and shit out there. It was more than just about, you know, music. It was like,
right.
it was about, you know, heritage in their world. You know, wherever they at, they brought their flags out. They was representing their culture. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas
right.
will never do you like that. You know what I mean? Real big will bring the niggas out.
Right. And that's
you know what I mean? But
a
song like, a song like Outer Space will bring, you know, the different countries, cultures, the shit like that. Bring that out. You know what I mean?
Right.
That bitch ain't never got to eat over here. Just know that. You know
right.
what I mean? My whole Twitter was filled up with negative shit about Beyonce. You feel me? My whole
right.
Twitter, my whole timeline was filled
right.
up with negative shit about Beyonce. But she don't need y'all. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
She don't need y'all. She
right.
getting that other money.
Right. And that's what it's all about.
You know what I mean?
That's why I drop songs like Outer Space. Coming up for the year, Great, which is another song that's going to be, I think, a way bigger record than most of the stuff that you're going to be hearing, you know what I'm saying, in the hood, in the trap, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I got songs like Real Big. Like I said, I got these two songs. I got Grind to the Max. I got the griminess. The album has a griminess and a clean-cut edge to it. So I'm just going to put that out there. If all you want to hear is ride around niggas talk about selling dope and trapping, don't buy my record. Or if you do buy it, it's only going to be about 6 songs that you're really going to like. The rest of it, but if you're a well-rounded individual, I'm the artist for you. I'm the guy that you're going to want to bump. If you listen to music in general and you like all kinds of shit, then you're going to love my album. If you only like one kind of music, my album, I can honestly say it may not be for you, because I swear my album goes more way so many directions, as you can tell already from the songs that I played. You feel me? But I pride myself in that, and that's something I take pride in as an artist. You feel me? All right, Streets, hold on 1 second. I'm going to go into this next set, all right?
Hey, do your thing, my G.
All right. So, July 1st, the album officially drops. Club Latitudes in Panama City, Florida. All right. 347-934-0966. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. And also, my new album, The Center of Me, is about to be up on you. It's great. It's a real album. Done up real nice for you. You shouldn't have no problem forking over that $5 to $8 that I'm asking you. Some people come up to you, ask you $5 for a fucking CD with their hand written on it on a fucking Sharpie. I took the time to give you a real project, real shit. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be hard for you want to break bread. Really shouldn't. And I'm letting you hear the music before you buy it. I'm letting you decide. I'm not gonna let you decide after you buy it. Do you like it? I'm gonna let you listen to it and see if you like it and then buy it. We got the next couple of songs coming up. Next up on the roster is a song that I really wanna make sure I explain. Especially this is more for my East Coastish kind of heads, because y'all know I'm a hip hopper at heart. These next two songs that you're about to hear, and the skit also. My wordplay is superb, bar none, in these next two songs, period, point blank. These are one of my songs where I feel like I get my flow on. The first one is called Mr. 40 Cal. This is a metaphorically speaking song. For all the slow motherfuckers, pay attention. Mr. 40 Cal is the name. And in this song, I am rapping as if I'm a 40 caliber handgun, trying to convince my owner to go out and rob because he's broke. Some of y'all are too slow and it always goes over your head, so you don't understand what I'm saying, but I'm not rapping as a person in the song. I am Mr. 40 Cal, I am the gun, and I'm trying to convince my owner to use me because he's fucking dead broke, and I'm trying to convince him. I'm the bad devil on his shoulder telling him, look, do this shit, we broke, nigga. Do it. Don't trip. Some of y'all know some niggas out there. Also, in this next section is going to be The Advocate. I don't have to explain The Advocate. I am hip-hop. Blizzom, The Cinema Me, July 1st.
What's up, homie? You gonna make this power move with me or what? Hold on, let me introduce myself. My name's 40. Last name Cal. Let's go.
This is Chef Shane Curdy with the T-Man music. Listen closely, you in the hood, you might use it. You gon' need a whip plus me and some heart. But first you gotta find the link, that's where you start. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Bronco, Burner, Strap, it's all the same. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Papa, Blue, Thang, it's all the same. Boy, niggas is drought, ain't nobody got no work. The whole hood's smoking brown, ain't nobody got no perk.
Nope.
So we gon' even talk about the white that you had. Stepped on so many times, you could've sniffed the whole bag. You hit your homeboy, buddy, on that bullshit. About the money that he owe you, man, he's about to get split.
Right.
It's a fucked up game, homie, what you gon' do?
What?
Fuck a game, all you need is me. You don't need a coup, nah. You can call me 40, last name Cal. When you broke it, you were fed, I'm your best pal. Give respect everywhere I go.
Everywhere.
I can instantly make a nigga hard, even though he's a hoe. So,
you know he puts it.
What you wanna do? Hit the stove.
Okay.
Me up in your hand like everybody hits
get
the flow. Hey, it's up to you, dawg, cause I'm down for whatever. Yeah, let's roll, nigga, touch me in your sweater. This is Chef Shane with the T-Man music. Listen closely, you in the hood, you might use it. You gon' need a whip plus me and some heart. But first you gotta find a lick, that's where you start. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Bronco, Burner, Strap, it's all the same. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Papa, Blue, Thang, it's all the same.
Come on,
man,
yeah.
It's taking too long. The night's halfway gone.
Yeah.
You ain't see that nigga with the rims on the strong.
Right there.
Catch him at a red light. Put me to his hand tight.
Uh-huh.
Tell him give it up, I bet your life he won't fight. I mean, that's just one option. Yeah, we got more, but you will have to stay up off the phone talking to that whore.
Hey,
cause she's just distracting you. She's not attached to
nah.
you. I'm the one that really got your back. He got strapped with you. Right?
Come on, man.
Okay, come on, let's focus. Bend the left at the stop sign. Dog, you should know
right
this.
There.
The house in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
That's where the money's at.
Right.
He with a bitch. He ain't Gucci, man. He ain't busting back.
Ah.
It's kind of
Starting early, ring the bell like you lost.
Okay.
When the answer kick again, lay him down and take off. What you mean you don't know?
What?
This is sweet as it gets.
Damn.
He a dope boy. He can't call the cops about shit.
Let's
this
go, man.
This is Substance Pretty with the Ski Lad music. Listen closely, you in the hood, you might use it. You gon' need a whip plus me and some heart. But first you gotta find the lick, that's where you start. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Bronco, Burner, Strap, it's all the same. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Papa, Blue, Thang, it's all the same.
Oh,
man, I'm out of patience, man. What we gonna do
come
here?
Up, man.
These bullets been jammed up in my clip since New Year's. What?
Yeah.
You don't wanna do the home invasion.
Why?
Well, nigga, we broke. You got some answers, I'm waiting.
Let me hear,
I told you in the hook, yeah, gonna need some heart.
Right?
If you ain't got that, then we might as well part. Oh, shit.
Oh,
look,
shit,
that nigga leaving with a duffel bag.
Okay.
When he get to run the block, he just ram him in his tags, alright? Come on, nigga.
Y'all right, homie?
Aw, nigga, you know, fucked up my car,
get
man.
Get that motherfucking bag, nigga.
Come on, man. Don't shoot, nigga, don't shoot.
Man, this shit easy on yourself, homie.
Man, take that shit, man. This is Substance Pretty with the T-Lad music. Listen closely, you with your hood, you might use it. You gon' need the whip plus me and some heart. But first you gotta find the lick, that's where you start. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Bronco, Burner, Strap, it's all the same. Who am I? I don't buy a whole bunch of names. Papa, Fool, Thang, it's all the same. Holy cow.
It's the return to hip-hop, man. The art of storytelling, you dig? Blizzom, the prodigal son, the president. Let's go, homie. Chill.
In the morning.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? Right about now, it's your boy DJ Snoop. Cause I get stupid. AKA DJ No Clue, and I'm on trying to be stupid. Hold it down on the ones and twos. Coming to y'all live from Bubba Fuck USA. Man, I don't even know these names, but they the latest play.
Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 go. It's like a phone check.
from the south, but the flow's so elaborate. Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 go. I try to throw the shit. Go, 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 go. I try to steal the best. Go, 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 go. That nigga deal with it. Go, go, go. I talk it, I done lived it. Go, 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 go.
K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show, episode 200. Digital listening party for the album, The Cinema of Me, my new album coming out July 1st, just like you heard on the promo. The last two songs that we just heard was Mr. 40 Cal and The Advocate. The Advocate was produced by, actually kind of co-produced by two people, a young dude named Glass City out of Panama City and another dude named Jason Thetic. I mingled with it a little bit also, added a couple of sounds, but for the most part, they did the beat for the production, which it was really difficult to get that song on. I liked the song so much, I went through hell and high water to get it to sound decent because it wasn't, we couldn't track it out, and, you know, with all technical jargon, we couldn't really get it done the right way, so we did the best we could to get it sounding clean enough. Also, Mr. 40 Cal was produced by The President, the same guys who did Outer Space and Bet the House. So those guys have really got dynamic production. And those two of my favorite songs because those are the two I feel like I did the most with my wordplay because they both were like hip-hop-ish. You know what I'm saying? I'll go to the phone lines real quick and see what the people think about those particular two songs. Let's see. Let's ask Crush what she think about those. What you think, Crush?
I thought it was cool.
Right?
I'm going to get the album. Don't worry.
I'm just asking. Avenue, what you think, homie?
Yo, you know I fucks with the real lyrics. Even though I'm a singer and everything, I do love lyrics, man. That real hip hop shit, I love it and I miss
right.
it. So,
for
know,
sure.
I'm fucking with it all day.
For sure, for sure. Billy Bad, what about you?
Boy, man, that took me back to 1993, man, where hip hop was hip hop, man, and you brought it back. I can dig that, man.
That's what's up. The Kid, what's up, homie?
You already know hip hop already. You know how I feel about it. Let's go.
Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on? You already know. I'm with it. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of old school. And, you know me, I'm a little gangster, so I definitely like Mr. 40 Cal.
You think the trap niggas going to get mad about the DJ Stupid skits?
You know what? If they do, they hate us. I thought it was funny as hell because, I mean.
I'm taking a jab at them right there. I'm taking a jab at the Racks on Racks on Racks and the clones.
And
I call them clones because they sound like everybody. The same guy, Young Chris YC, not dissing them, but they sound like 50 other niggas that's already out, and they don't have their own lane.
Right.
So I'm like, basically, DJ Stupid is like a real nigga just. But, you know, it's my opinion. I really don't give a shit if they don't kick, if they get mad, but, you know, just. It's how I feel. You know, I feel like these guys are. They're coming out with these songs, and they sound like everybody else because that's what's hot, and people are buying it, but it's just. No originality in it, and it's really annoying to me. Bully Streets, what's up, homie? Hello? Streets? Okay, Streets ain't on the phone. King, what's happening, babe?
What's poppin'?
What you think about those?
Oh, yeah, you know, and Mari said she really liked Mr. 40 Cal.
She do? Watch, oh, my God. Yo, good boyfriend. All right. stand by. She said she likes 40 Cal. Okay, Shay.
Hey.
What's up? What do you think about those songs?
Cool, but I really like The Advocate. I'm really rolling with that one.
Okay. 678-361.
You know, it's the kids, man. Think De Niro's in the building. You know,
De Niro, what's happening, homie?
What's
going
on? What's going on?
Jim's going to be in the building. He's making a trip to Panama City, right?
Right. You already know I'm the East Coast head out of everybody here probably. So, you know, that's what I grew up on. So, you know, those are my two records. And the one you did for my brother, I don't know if it made the album or not. I'm kind of coming on late, but you know, the Big Game Hunting. You know,
that didn't make the album because that's a Jack beat, so I couldn't put that on the album. That was a Jack beat.
All right, cool. But you know that joint, you know, the Mr. 40 guy. You know, when you first let me hear that, you know, that's kind of in my realm, what I grew up on. So you know, I'm already, you know, those get two thumbs up for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So like you say, you're doing something aside that's not really around right now, even from the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? So
you're
bringing it back with that. So you know. That's great. That's a good deal right there. I like those two records for it.
All right. That's what's up. Stand by. All right. So everybody likes those two. We're gonna party for a little bit. Let's have a little bit of fun, and then I'm gonna get serious, and then I'm gonna get mad. You feel what I'm saying? But before we do, drinks on me.
Give me whatever you own.
Mr. Hennessy, my daddy named Remy. Get my grown man buzz on. I don't act silly. I can get wild, really. But today I'm on chill. With a box of cigarettos and a Pokemon pill. Chains on my puppy, so my dogs don't bark. We be clean about the mall, so the bitches don't hurt. Just playing my part, getting ready for the night. This we big boy riding, all the haters wanna fight.
We ready.
Sipping brown, but we got some white too. I don't know a party girl that don't drink great goose.
That's right.
Don't get, but y'all, let me tell you something.
Hey.
If you ain't putting out, here's the 1800.
Yeah.
No need fronting. I tell it like it is. I want you to work the stick. Show me how you switch gears.
Yeah.
Drop it low like you drop it on the floor. Yeah. It ain't tricky because I got it. You know, let's go. Next shot.
Yeah.
Whatever you own.
Straighter on the rock.
Give me whatever you own.
Bartender, don't stop.
Give me whatever you own.
Going to pour a lot.
Give me whatever you own.
Up to the bar, she cheeky got off the Margarita Tower. I say, what the business? I'm blissing from the bay. Won't you let me introduce you to the gunshine state?
Okay.
So I got money in the Louis bag.
What?
Chilling in the back where the whole crew be at. Ballin', we can pop the chorus on the bubbly.
Uh-huh.
Or we can thug it out and get it rough like Ruffin.
Yeah.
Tip drilling, throwing money to the ceiling.
Hey.
Like I don't give a damn, that's how the liquor got me feeling. Full of stars, I brought look like models. All they do is chase us down like pouring beer in green bottles. Full throttle, we go so hard. I guess it won't be no surprise when we blow so large.
So
I see you sipping. Well, shawty, what you drinking on?
Okay.
It don't even matter, like I told you in the song. Next shot.
Whatever you own.
Straighter on the rock.
Give me whatever you own.
Bartender, don't stop.
Give me whatever you own.
Going to pour a lot.
Give me whatever you own.
Shawty, you know it's we the G's. Don't you lose your focus. So much
ass, she wanna show us what the bone is tossing. You hanging with the bosses, we flossing this money off it. You see the swag when we walking. See she girls looking white, I guess my clique all in. I seen the rockin' when they seen the shit that we parked in. Truck riding big, she heard them packing the same. I wanna learn about you, baby, won't you show me your brain? Before you do, I get you loose on that goose. Plus I got a sack of pills, won't you pop by too? We at the bar, you know we got Patron and set the tone to really snap. Blow it kush, plus we got the chrome in case they wanna play. Don't make me teach you niggas respect. Hey, from Brooklyn to the bottom, niggas ride for the set. So now we get into it, drop it, move it. Yeah, we leaning off the hood, but we never slip it. Grab the chickens, pull it out today. She got it.
We can do this all night.
Me, the last two songs we did, first one produced by yours truly, Whatever You Want, featuring the homie P. Ranch. That's just the, if you don't, all you have to do, like my homie Bully said, you just need to be a fan of alcohol and drinking to love Whatever You Want. That's one of my favorite joints. That's one of the older ones. That's one of the ones I did a while ago, but it had to make the album because it's one of the best songs I done did, you know, in contrast over the past years that it took me to compile the songs for the album. So it had to make it, you know, even though a lot of people have heard it, still going on the album, most definitely. The second one, She Got It, produced by the homie B-Lo Down. B-Lo has such a dynamic production. B-Lo's the same guy that did Real Big. All right, he did Grind to the Max. He also did She Got It. And he's also going to do one of the new songs I'm going to play next, which is Why I'm Mad. One of the illest in the South. You call, okay, it's real shit. Like, fuck all you other producers. I don't give a fuck about your Shorty Reds or whoever the fuck else you want to get. I put B-Lo Down up against and one of them niggas. Bitch, tell them K-100 said it if they don't like it. Fuck them. raw, man. You know what I'm saying? The features that were on there. I had to do it for the ladies because a lot of people don't give females a chance to get on their tracks and really shine. But with the homegirl, Shiesty, was on there. She got an ill song called Snap Out of Florida. She snapped. She killed the second one. She really vulgar. I don't know how the hell I could ever get that on the radio. But, and Ashley, you know what I'm saying? She did her thing also on the second verse. So I represent. I let the ladies come in and do their thing. So we're going to open the phone line, see what people thought about whatever you want. And she got it. Go to Ruby Candy first. Ruby, what's up?
Oh, man, I love the last one. She went hard.
yeah. Snapchat. Shiesty, I think, was really lyrical. I like Ashley's verse, too, in my, but I think Shiesty just...
Yeah, I like them both, because both of them went hard. I love them. I love the music. Keep it going. Real hip-hop.
Right. Thanks. Okay. Stand by. Crush, what you think?
I digged it. Like I said, I'll cop the album, and I'll give it a real one to listen, because... I got, like, a banging headache, so I have to turn my stuff down. But, you know, I'm just showing support. And, you know, I'm going to cop the album, show my support to the indie artists. And hopefully you get to my show soon.
I'll be over there. All right. Stand by. Michigan girl.
Man, of course the last one, Old Girl, went hard. But whatever you want, that's still my favorite. Because I'm on some Ciroc and frozen strawberry lemonade from McDonald's. What up, Keith? Some Ciroc Late. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm good.
Okay. Well, let's ask Keith what she thinks about it. What's up, Keith?
Oh, you know I'm loving it.
All right. You like both of those, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, whatever y'all, we got to, you know.
Okay. You're in a bad area, too, because you keep breaking up when you talk.
Oh.
Okay.
You know where I live.
I know. All right, Billy Bad Fitness, what you think about those?
Hey, I'm sure snapping, homie.
You fucking with them?
Yes, man, most definitely. And, of course, man, hey, you know, ever since I heard that snapper track, man, I've been waiting for her to put out something else, you know, be featured on something else, and she just goes as hard.
Yeah.
I'm digging that shit. You know, we need more real female rappers out there, man. And
right.
She by far right now, she would crush Nicki. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Like, great. But yeah, that shit's snapping, man.
All right. The kid, what you think, homie?
Hey, whatever you want, vodka, Hawaiian punch, bitch. Hey, that last thing go on, man, bro. Like right. Straight up, nigga. Like, hey. The 412s will be knocking.
So, Avenue, holla at me.
Oh, you know I fucks with it, man. There's something about your music that made me feel a whole different way in the vibe and everything. It's a good feeling. Even though certain songs may be about a different topic, it's still a good feeling. I still feel good when I listen to it. So I'm definitely rocking with it.
That's what's up. Let's see. Who else is on here? Hey, 50419, what's popping?
Hello.
What's going on? Who's this?
It's Ryan Music. Love it.
Yeah, right. Who's this?
Audrey.
Okay. Oh, what's up? What's up, Audrey? All right. That's what's up. So that was, which one you like? She got it? Whatever you like, both of them?
I like them both.
Okay.
You going to do those in the club Friday when you come to Florida?
I'm going to play both of those. Yeah, we're going to run both of those back. Those are club joints. I got to play both of those records in the club. Those got to be played. They got to be played. So they'll be bumped. Yeah.
Well, that'll be good. You'll tear it up then.
That's what's up. All right.
Can't
Freak.
Wait.
That's what's up. I'll see you there, right? You going to be there?
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
Y'all bring out the grown women. Stop playing, nigga. Streets, Big Bully Streets.
No, this was right there to talk to. Yo, what up?
Yo. But you fucking with them songs. I know you fucking with them streets.
Absolutely, man. Whatever you want. That's my favorite Blizzard song of all time. You know what I'm saying? I got that. It's in my phone. You know what I mean? It's a couple of people's, you know, that I party with. Little ringtone. You feel me?
Right.
You know, whatever it on, definitely. It's a classic, in my opinion. Pete Red's on that joint. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorite rappers out in the South, man. So I'm definitely fucking with whatever you want, man. The other song, nice little chick song. You know I'm be into that chick shit like that, but nice little chick song, good looking out for the chick. Chicks, right. Absolutely. But whatever you want, I think is a hood classic. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Dick De Niro, what you got to say, homie?
Philly Streets, like, whatever you want is like one of my favorite Blizzum joints too. I ain't gonna even style. Like when we was rocking it last week or whatever, that's my joint right there. So the She Got It joint, I like that joint. I like the groove of that. You know what I'm saying? It was something different from B-Lo. It wasn't too, you know, heavy
right.
South beat. You know what I'm saying? So it had a good feel to it for the shorties to shake it up a little bit and do their thing and feel good about they self. So, you know, that's what it is.
That's what's up. All right. Stand by. Stand by. All right. The next two songs are two of my favorites. I'm switching the mood real quick. And then we're gonna get into some gangster shit after that. But I'm switching moves on you real quick. We're gonna get on some. I'm not toning it all the way down. I'm just getting really serious on the next two songs. And so these next two songs are songs that I want you to listen to every fucking word I say. Like much like what I say on 40 Cal and on the Advocate, I spit, but I'm serious. And the next two songs is this is for y'all. And this is just if you got people locked up or anyone close to you ever died. This is automatic for you. And Why I'm Mad is the song that's going to play after that. And you must listen to every single song, every single word on that song. Why I'm Mad is my version of Eminem's I Am What I Say I Am. And that's all I can say about that. First up, this is for y'all. Produced by B-Lo Down. I mean, come on. Who's fucking with it? Don't fucking play. This nigga should have been at a production deal. And Why I'm Mad. Both of these next two tracks are produced by B-Lo Down. I keep telling you, nigga, fuck your producer, nigga. You're not fucking with my dude. Here we go.
This on everything I love right here, man. This song's so heartfelt, it's so moving, man. It's so me, but it's so you. Cause I know you go through what I go through. From my hood to yours, man. Let's go. Get what you came for. See my homie riding in his Benz, not a care up in the world, cause he's stacking plenty years. Plus he got so many friends, his enemies is at the back of his mind. They fly his squad and watching him grind. Do your thing, young cheese, but won't you take some game from me? They get you slipping, you'll be missing, probably dead in the streets. We done lost so many soldiers to the game. Nowadays it's kinda like a rite of passage, that's a shame. It's like a war zone where we live. So fuck I reckon George Bush, we over here getting our caps peeled. On every brother getting killed by the cops trapped up in the system. I hope the dirty bastards drop. This one for my long lost partners. I smile when I think about you. Somehow we moving on without you. But I still miss you. People got it hard, maybe that's why we so cold. It's hard to turn to God when you lose somebody close. Even harder trying to hold back the tears about to choke. I miss my folks, and can't nobody comfort your pain. When you relive it every time you hear their name. Reminiscing on your long lost family and friends. I guess the game really ain't so glamorous up in the end. Grab my paper and my pen to let you know that you'll suffer alone. I know you're hurting, man, but life goes on. Still reason is the reason that I made it and they didn't. I know my people feel me, this is ghetto living. See through my vision, this is bliss. Kill my body, let my spirit roam free. But does heaven have a place for me? When I lick up, we on them backwards, man. I promise getting bigger. I miss my niggas, and that's on everything that I love. I see a smiling at me from above. This for my thug.
Someone
must
live on. I'm talking about everything, man.
I got some anger management issues, man.
I'm talking about, man. Everybody blowing up my phone, ain't nobody talking my name.
Money?
Don't nobody call me, nigga, for like a month. Get like that, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle bills every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag, and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole rocket kissed my ass. I'll show you why I'm mad.
Let me tell you about the problems I got. Everything from baby mama to these punk ass cops. Every day I'm dropping quad from one thing go another. Got family in the pen and I gotta help my mother. Plus I hate my job, I wanna murk my boss. Him and four co-workers, man, fuck what it costs. I'm losing my mind, my thoughts is homicidal. Every hater that I see, I want him dead on arrival. Right hand on the Bible, I solemnly swear that I don't think you should try me like I probably care. A hard head make a soft ass, nigga, you can talk fast. I'ma pull the trigger quicker, dog, you better bat back. Mad at the world, even pissed at my girl. Let her be 7 years down the drain in a swirl. If I get pulled one more goddamn time,
keep
on driving while black, I'ma lose my mind.
Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle bills every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag, and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole rocket kissed my ass. I show you why I'm mad.
They say more problems with more money.
What?
That's bullshit, I got issues with no money. I'm pissed at these rich black folks like Oprah, who criticize rap when they should ride for the soldiers.
Yeah.
I need to fly my eyes red from the doja. My folks in foreclosure, I should kill a mortgage broker.
That's right.
Sometimes your family even makes you shed tears. That's how I felt when they gave my cousin Marcus all them years.
I miss you, dog.
I'm mad at conspiracy cases.
Yeah.
All they do is read snitches. That's why they made it.
What up, Six?
I'm hurt to see my people losing hope, blowing money on a lottery on their own.
Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle bills every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag, and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole night and kiss my ass. I'll show you why I'm mad.
I'm tripping off these Clark Kent niggas.
Yeah.
Superman and hoes, now they jocking my figures. I'm mad I gotta pay a DJ $100 in the club just for this to get played.
Okay.
I'm mad at open mics with them long ass lines.
Yeah.
Put charges on the artists like that shit get you signed.
And it won't.
I'm pissed I had to pop my tool and be a felon, cause the clown felt the need to act a fool.
That's why.
I'm mad that I'm still underground, I blow kush, but I'm pissed at the price of a pound.
Too high, man.
I don't mean to put my business in the street, but what would you feel if you was me?
Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle bills every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag, and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole rocket kissed my ass. I show you why I'm mad.
I'm sick of all this shit, man.
Episode 200. The digital listening party to my new album, The Sitting on Me. I've taken you around the world. I've given you hip hop. I've given you club shit. I've given you serious shit. You feel me? You know, I've given you just, you know, good music all the way around, I feel. I've experimented a little bit, made you shake a little bit, made you dance really hard like a white boy with outer space, made you get drunk with whatever you want. You feel me? You know what I mean? Gave you some ride music with Bet the House. You know what I'm saying? Gave you something for the backpackers with the Advocate and Mr. 40 Cal. I took you to the trap with Grind to the Max and Real Big. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Episode 200, The Cinema and Me. I got to get everybody's opinion on these last two songs, though, because those last two songs are actually two of the most important ones to me on the whole album. I mean, really, though. Real shit. Key, what's up? What you think? Key? Okay, she's not talking. I'm on the 3-5. Oh, no.
850-419. Audrey, what you think about those two songs?
Hot. I like both of them.
You like those songs?
Yeah, that's real talk. Yep.
All right.
I remember, I'm married to the cop, so yeah, that I like.
All right. Shay, what you think? Shay, what you think about those, Shay?
I love them. I'm rocking with them, especially that "Let Me Tell You Why I'm Mad." Yeah, I'm feeling
okay. All right, that's what's up. Dink De Niro, what you think?
Yeah, I rocked with both of them. Actually, on everybody's albums, that "Songs with Substance" are always my favorite songs on someone's album. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got to take it there. Especially right. Like Shay said, with that, you know, "While I'm Mad" joint, you went hard on that. But "Songs with Substance" always are great songs, great records, period. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, you know, I like both of them. I'm rocking with both of them. So,
all right. For sure, Bully Streets.
I'm rocking with both of them, absolutely. But let me tell you why I'm mad. You know what I mean? I stand behind that 100%. You know what I mean? I couldn't have said it any better. You feel what I'm saying? And it's definitely one of my favorites on the album as well. You know, it's just a well put together album, man. You did your thing on the whole motherfucking album, man. It's an honor to be a part of the album, man. Let me say that, because I didn't come on early like everybody else. But I don't know what was said earlier, but it's an honor to be a part of such a huge event, man. And I appreciate you for that.
For sure, man. All day, man. I fucks with you the long way, homie. Stand by. Ruby Candy, what you think about those songs?
Man, I love them. I see why they're your favorite, but let me tell you why I'm mad. That shit right there, it went hard. That's going to have to be my show theme song.
Because you always angry as a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. <You're always angry. laughs> And they hit the spot.
All right. Kid, what's happening, homie?
What up, boy?
What you think?
Hey, I'm rocking with the first joint.
Yep.
And, hey, what I'm trying to get it right, what you said in that "Tell You Why I'm Mad." You say you had more issues with no money?
Yeah, because people always say
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad somebody let motherfuckers know that shit, man, and the open mic shit.
Right.
Goddamn. Yeah, that's my shit, though, right there, man, because a nigga can damn sure relate to that bitch.
Exactly. I anticipate my artists are going to love that one. Stand by. Michigan Girl.
What's going on? I'm definitely feeling both of them, but let me tell you why I'm mad. I'm so feeling that one. Because I've been angry all day today, so I'm definitely feeling that one.
That's good workout music. That's good. That should make you that could possibly stop a homicide. If you just or it could incite one. I don't know.
It might incite one, but I don't know.
All right.
But I'm definitely feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it.
All right, Billy Bat.
Man, both of them snapping, man. But "Why I'm Mad," yeah, that's definitely something that you could relieve your stress on with the speed bags and the punching bags, man, you know. But "Why I'm Mad," yeah, I'm digging that, most definitely.
All right, and Avenue.
Yo, man, I rock with the whole entire album, but that "Why I'm Mad," that's my favorite one. I know I'm an R&B dude, but we get angry too sometimes. You know, and that's one of my favorite ones, man, because it's so lyrical and so true.
Right, exactly. All right, stand by. So I said I'm sick of these rich black folks like Oprah who criticize rap when they should ride for the soldiers. That's probably my most favorite line in that song, real talk. We got to speed it up. We got to pick the pace up a little bit. Because I'm running out of time. To everybody listening to me on the internet, if you really want to keep listening, in about 10 minutes, the show is going to stop streaming over the internet, so you're going to have to call in. Let me see if I can get Key back on. Key, did you want Key?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, what do you think? What about "Why I'm Mad"?
I'll too busy packing.
Real quick.
I'm feeling "Why I'm Mad" all the time. Yeah, because
right.
I be mad a lot, too.
Right.
So, yeah, right. That's what's up.
All right, stand by. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and speed up pace a little bit. I'm going to play one of the more important songs, you feel me? And I'm going to play two songs, and then I'm stay on the phone lines, and I'm going to end it with the gangster shit. So if you're on the phone lines, you're going to be able to hear the last two songs, but I'm going to play two more songs that I want everybody on the internet to hear, and they're going to stop streaming. So remember, if you're on the internet, you got to dial 347-934 in about 10 minutes in order to hear the last two, because they're gangster, and they're actually two of my favorite ones. But I'm gonna go ahead and hear it play Gray, and I'm gonna play Gray, and which one do I really want you guys? I really want you guys to hear Gray, and I actually I actually really want you guys to hear Holding Me Down, but I also want you to hear the one that I did for the sisters. So I'll go ahead. I'm going to play two songs that's really for women, and another one that's just the song I'm about to play first, Gray, which is produced by me and Sean Foster, to me is the best song I've ever made in my catalog that could potentially be an international Grammy Award winning song. And that says a lot because my fucking catalog is big. You know what I'm saying? First one is Gray featuring Sean Foster and just what I'm talking about. And that song could really be an international hit for very good reasons. Fuck the international club song, like, yeah. I'm talking about an international hit song that makes you feel good and can actually do some healing in this fucked up world we got going on right now, all right? So the first one is Gray. And the second one is, of course, one of the favorites for the ladies. You know, I took it back to the ladies real quick. And it's called Queen for the sisters. And then we'll come back to the, we're going to end it with the gangster shit. All right? First up, Gray.
America, we are all your children. Every color, every creed by the millions. From the farms to the project buildings.
Stand up for us.
Yeah.
Stand up for us.
Yeah.
Stand up for us.
Blizzard, Sean Foster.
Like a job between a walk and a run.
Okay.
The world can be great, but sometimes it gets bad. Most of the time, I'm just straight. We throw our problems in the bag. Life can be a drag, but then again, it flies by.
Uh-huh.
Keep my balance like a triple beam, reliving till we die. Just like Sean's white, and I'm black. And one day, they flew planes into the buildings, and the country turned gray.
Wow.
Someday, maybe we can see that we just one race.
Maybe.
Until then, we gon' have some parties and some gunplay.
Oh.
Middle America, what does that mean? My parents just lost their house, and Wall Street still clean. It seems that the colors of the rainbow can change. So some of us ride the bus, and others push the range.
Roll.
Just keep your hope and you can stand your ground.
Yeah.
Life is like a shade of gray, full of ups and downs. Yeah.
Up in my hood,
all up under one sun, on one earth, it's understood that we gon' have some differences that lead us to some instances.
Uh-huh.
Where our color in, our class is more the emphasis. And since this is just the way the world turns, how could we ever know what heaven is if hell didn't burn?
How?
You can't know what life is without knowing death. So
no.
I suggest you feed your spirit like the way you feed your flesh. And I was blessed to make it through some hard times. So that's why sometimes I switch against the hard crimes. Life is living color and it's more than black and white.
Black
the shades can overwhelm you when you don't mix them right.
Chill.
Or they can make a masterpiece, depends on how it looks. Way different like a parrot masterpiece, the God cook. They say our country is a melting pot. I wonder if that pot of gold is at the end or not.
I wonder.
Yeah. But we got a problem with our skin tone and how people view God in their own home.
We got cell phones, we got the internet. We left the planet for the stars, tell me what's next. But we got a problem with our skin tone. This is Liz of Sean, homie, bring it home.
Something you should know. Come back to me.
world. Let's go, baby. It's for you.
Let me see your hand. Let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Let me see your hand. Let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Your skin tone's perfect, whatever shade it be. I understand you recover some things that made me. It's like a jacket you, but they can't seem to pull it off. All the collagen in these models and they still know. You understand my struggle better than they ever could. You make me want to color, damn, you smell hella good. Look at your history, you prove that you the toughest ever. I recognize that she hot, but baby, you just better. And I ain't really make this to shake your ass too. It's to pay homage for doing what you had to. I put you on a pedestal, that's us against the world. This to you was like this to my mama or my baby girl. Clap your hands in two steps, the rhythm's in you. They got songs that take you down, but here's one to mention. I'll never get rich and then switch it up. Knowing damn well when I was broke, you was good enough. Yeah, a king need a queen on his side. This is for my sister, it's gon' ride. No matter what your color, background or size, together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hand, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Let me see your hand, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Whatever your profession, I ain't stressing. Even if hate is your section, recognize your blessings. All up in your essence, and I ain't talking magazines. Cause half of them don't understand the beauty of a queen. And you can weave it out of gold natural. It don't even matter, I just wanna see you crack a smile. So rock with me, baby, get your party on. And I ain't even gotta call your hoe to make a party song. Jam out, you held it down when your man was out. Deadbeat, locked up, long shift, you the house.
Right.
You deserve a little something to make you feel real. Cause most of them can survive up in the real hood.
Never.
Statistically, you should be living in misery. But somehow you came out on top, so it was meant to be. Just for the women that can make it on their own too. Never let no one own you or dethrone you. Queen, a king need a queen on the side. For my sister, it's gon' ride. No matter what your color, background or size, together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hand, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Let me see your hand, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Yeah. Shout out to the baby mamas that ain't using their kids to keep up the drama.
Okay.
One time the women put the money on his book. That's a man, she don't care, be a damn crook.
Yeah.
Two times a big mama in to get you cooking. All respect in the world, baby, that's good looking.
Woo-hoo.
Mad love of black women all around the
globe.
This is Blizzard, I just felt the need to let you know. A king need a queen on his side.
Hey.
This is for my sister, it's gon' ride.
Hey.
No matter what your color, background or size,
hey.
Together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hand, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Let me see your hand, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Yeah.
Other two songs, actually three more songs. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. You only got about 10 seconds left to dial the number if you listen to me on the internet, and go ahead and come on and jump on the phone line so you can hear the last two. The last two that I just played were two songs that I like a lot. I was really petrified to put Queen on my album. I'm not even going to lie about that. I have no problem saying that I was like 1 second away from taking that song off my album, only because I really experimented with a lot of other different songs on the album, and I really felt like I had softened the album up so much with certain other songs like Outer Space and Gray, you know what I'm saying, that I was really concerned about softening up my album. But then again, I felt like my audience really isn't fucking 21 any fucking way. Really, at the end of the day, they really are about averaging 28 to 35, you know what I'm saying, so they can appreciate the mood and what I'm saying in Queen. Queen is a very important song, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Got plenty of songs where we call black women bitches, hoes, and tell them to suck our dick and all this kind of shit. And, of course, I actually do it a lot in this album. But, not a lot, actually. Not as much as I normally did. But the point is, the song is very important because I have a daughter. I have a mom. You know what I'm saying? And I love black women. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times they get beat down. And so it's the last song on the track because I didn't even play. I ended up not playing the songs in order. Like, I was just trying to get the songs, you know, because people were on the line. And I knew the artists were on the line. So I was trying to get the songs that they were on. But that song, I was really concerned with, you know, what people may feel about me having that song on the album. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I feel good about it.
I feel good about my decision to put it on there. It's the last track. It's track 21 on the album. And we're in the overtime right now, so it's just us on the phone lines. I can talk a little bit more. But I was really concerned with it. I was really like, man, I don't know if I should run that. You know what I'm saying? But I did anyway. And I'm going to go ahead and ask everybody what they think about my decision to do that, A, and what they think about the song in general. First up, Dink De Niro. All
right. My whole take on that song, like you said, man, right now we need – there's no rappers out there, but I believe that we're the crew and what you're doing right now that has that 28 to 35. You know, it's about time to make that grown music show, how you matured as a man. And where you coming from? The sisters need to hear that. They need records that big them up here and there. So that's a big look to me with the Queen record. And the Great Joint is just a good, you know how I felt about that record when you first let me hear that. So that's
right.
Just a good, great record. You know what I'm saying? I like the way you pushed yourself and went against the grain and went outside of what you, you know what I'm saying? You did it. You do, period. It just shows maturity and growth as an artist, period. You know what I'm saying? Where else you going to go? So you have to reinvent yourself and come with things like that. So those are two big records, you know what I'm saying? I like them. I'm glad that you did put it on the album because I do like that Queen joint.
All right, that's what's up. Key, what you think about those records?
Oh, I would have felt a little wave if Queen didn't make it, for real. But, you know, what people have to understand is just like you have Bitches and Hoes, for real, you got Queen. So, you know, like, why would they even really feel a way about that? It's all type of people in the world in general. So, hey. It is what it is.
All right. Stand by. Audrey, what you think?
Oh, I love the joint. Oh, I was in here jamming. You ain't see my hands? Oh, yeah, I love that. Well, that's like a positive motivation. I love that.
All right. I did it for y'all, you know what I'm saying? And I was just concerned with what my niggas, you know, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm growing. I grew. Over since I grew a lot since I let my last album hit the streets, and like I said, I was gonna say I'm happy now that I did it. I'm content with the fact that I put it on there, but I did have reservations about doing it, but I did put it on the album anyway. Okay, stand by, Shay.
Yeah, I love it. All right,
Shay, what you think? What do you think about Gray? What do you think about Gray, Audrey?
Oh, I love that too. I like the beat of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a bouncing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Che.
Oh, well, you know I love Gray, but I'm so glad you left something on there for the Queens. It would have been right if you took that off, you know, because we do need something on there for the 30-plus, you know.
Okay.
So I was
all right.
Really feeling that.
All right. Let me ask Streets what he think about that decision. Go ahead, Streets.
And four girls.
Hey, Streets.
Chris.
Streets.
Yeah.
Okay, Streets. I don't know what he's doing.
I'll
come back to Streets. I don't know. He must be doing something. Ruby Candy.
I like that. I like the Queen's joint. Loved
yep.
it. I'm glad there's something on there.
Yeah, I put that on there for you guys. Like I said, it really is. Like if guys tell me to suck that song, dude, I probably won't listen to it. I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I would actually have serious questions about a nigga riding around bumping Queen real loud in the car by himself.
But that is a good thing because you got, you know, it's different elements in your CD, and that's the good thing about it. And especially, you know, you got that one song for the ladies, for
right.
the queens, and that's good.
Yeah. So, okay. Kid, what do you think?
Yo, what up? What did you say that? What was that song called? Gray.
Yeah, Gray. Yeah, the first one is Gray.
Yeah.
And the second is Queen. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a straight banger, like undone. That's that real nigga shit right there. Then Queen is that 5-2 man. Like they say, man, you do got your black queens out there, but you know, unfortunately, we do have some bitches and hoes. But hey, one thing though, you do got some queens out there, man. And so, shout out to all of the black queens out there. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Shit, I ride it, so nigga, don't be asking me why I'm riding. Why I'm
I don't.
Don't
I,
be
I,
asking
I don't.
Me, bitch.
All right. I know, I'm just saying it's just one of them songs where I'm like I can, you know, it's just I really wanted to make this song. When I made the song, I was like it was just going to be something that I just released on the internet and just have, and you know what I'm saying? And I had a couple of females tell me, "Well, why the fuck you won't put that on the album?" Like, "What's the problem?" You know, and they kind of got a little, you know, chest swole up on me, like, "Why you not putting
uh-huh.
it on the album?" You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, "Well, you know, this is my fucking album, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, I'm concerned with the general outtake of the album. But I went ahead and did it anyway, and I think I made the right decision in the end.
That's a good move. Good move.
Right, right. Okay, Michigan Girl.
All right. You know, love, great. I definitely would have had an attitude, and we might have to fight if you wouldn't have put Queen on the album. So I'm glad you did, because I'm definitely feeling that song. And it's one of my ringtones, actually. So I'm definitely feeling it.
Okay. All right. Stand by. Billy Bat.
Hey, man. Great with snapping. Queen, I put it like this. Queen, I heard like a little like Talib Kweli come out of you on that one, man, because it was very lyrical. It was for the ladies. And I ain't going to lie, kids thought I'm the head. I ride to that too, man. Reason being, because it was a real ass track. You know, it was for the queens, man. You know, bitches and hoes can't understand that because they can never be queens.
Right.
Man, I can dig that shit.
Now, see, my thing with Queen is, and I'm going to Avenue is, I hope that black women support the song. I risked criticism of my album for black women because I'm like, I didn't have to put the song on there at the end of the day. I put it on there because, and I just want to see the reaction from the black women if they support that song like they support Becky, a song like Becky complies.
Yeah.
They love that song. They make it their ringtone. They always blasting it in their cars and shit. And I'm like, they ride around playing songs like We Ain't Going Steady. Anything, things that don't advocate family, that don't advocate the bigging up of them, I want to see how they react. I want to see if these women will actually support that song without me having to go out and fuss at them and tell them. I want to see the queens. I know the bitches ain't going to support it. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if the queens are really going to be like, listen to this song, play this song, call radio stations to be like, y'all have a song by Luther Main Queen. You feel me? Because I made the song for them. And if they don't promote it, if they don't push it, then why? My thing is like, why the fuck did I even put it on the album? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my whole stance on you putting that song on there. I want to see the reaction from black women and see if because to me, I'm like, if they don't support any other song on the album, that should be the one. No matter what the beat, no matter what, you know? So, but we'll find out when it drops. Avenue, what you think, homie?
Yo, oh man, I gotta say those two songs are the most critical songs, and I think it's a blessing that you actually made the song. For one thing, it's a blessing that you actually put it on there because we do need more songs that's actually talking to our black women. And I even try to shape my music certain ways where I can uplift you. I may say some freaky stuff, but. I try to still find a way to uplift my black women and everything because, I mean, that's all we got at the end of the day, you know.
Right, right.
Our moms
right.
and our sisters and daughters and everything.
Right, right. All right. All right, stand by. Like I said, I've fallen out of where these songs are placed on the album, you know, the next two songs. But, of course, you know, I got more gangster shit, but I had played enough gangster shit already, so I wanted to make sure I got some of the more dynamics while we were live on the internet. But for everybody that's still on the phone line, which is about 20 people, thanks, everybody. And everybody that's listening that's not hitting the number one, I really appreciate it. I'm pretty sure some of y'all may be working or whatever, or you just don't want to talk. But I appreciate you staying on the phone lines and listening to what I'm saying, because this is like a roundtable discussion about my album, and you guys are important. K100 is important. My listeners on K100 is really important. I value the opinion of what people say about my music. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'm going to go play, but right now we're going to get back. We're going to bring it back for the fellas and get back into that gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Because hold on, let me see if I can get streets.
Yo.
What do you think about Gray and Queen? I was trying to get your opinion on it.
I like it.
Chaka, Jerry Chaka says she like it.
Right, right.
Word. I like it because I heard like with her now that's like 26, 27 chicks I heard say they like it, so I like it now. You know what I mean?
right.
Real talk. You know what I mean? But, you know, Queen, this is one of those songs, man. You wrote it for them, and they like it. So, you know, you didn't write it for me.
Nah, I didn't.
You know what I mean? I don't call them Queens, nigga.
Right.
You know my favorite word.
Catch! All right. What do you think about Gray? What about Gray?
Which one was that?
Hey, Gray. Sean Foster.
Which one?
What was Sean Foster? The great song, Gray, with Rock D.
Oh, the one he played first.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool. It's positive, but you know, I'm not like, you know, you do like that positive shit, man. And I know this might sound sad, but you know, really don't appeal to me too much, my nigga. You know what I mean?
That's okay because I got something for you.
All right.
right. And I'm sorry, you know, that that's how it is, you know, for anybody that may take that any type of way. But, you know me, nigga.
Right.
You know, I bought my nigga.
Right, that's all right, that's all right. I got you right now. Stand by. And with that being said, the next two songs, because, I mean, yeah, like I said, these aren't the orders that they come in. They would have been played by now on the album. But these next two songs, we're going to get back to the gangster shit. Pistols Up, Hustlers Music.
Yeah, Florida, Detroit, Queens, stand up.
Yeah, guns up.
Let's go, man.
Two of them if you got them, three of them if you need it.
My bad, man. I've been going for a minute, man. Next town, De Niro, blame them. Let's go, right.
Blame it on the block, the way I rock so cold. I used to stash it in my crotch when I moved that blow. All night up on the corner, nigga working for foreigners. Damn, Miguel and Pablo, filling the corner. Days getting shorter, but the night where the money at. 16 coming home at 6 with a ton of cash. That's the past, that's the part of my swag. Like my pistol, it's hard time, I revert back. Little snitches blew the whistle, so my dog got snatched. But I'm the answer to the riddle of what we last. So bring it if you coming, shorty, I won't mask. On everything I love, strapped and I'll blast. Freeze your whole frame like your life in T-Bo. Working anything, moving, don't be a hero. Thought my first rhyme was hard, wait for the sequel. And I hate I flip snakes, big. Got a lot of mouth, bitch, you won't shut up. I got a bad attitude, I don't give a fuck. You got cowards with you that'll leave you stuck. They dug it, I got my pistol up. Pistol, pistol, pistol up. Pistol, pistol, pistol up. I got my pistol, pistol, pistol up. We gon' see who got the heart to lay down in the clutch.
Quick as a lotus, all my shit be the dopest. I'm hoping you niggas is ready, cause I'm leaving you soaking and broken. I'm hoping you focus on the gun that I'm loading. This is my baby, 380, I call her Sweet Sadie. Open the door, my 4-4, tear your vocal cord and blow holes in your Honda Accord. When I record, I kill it with more shit. When you shoot, it's like a shot from half court, man. I hope you absorb the flow of this gorse. I am forced to kill you rappers, being among the supports. I'm the torch, I'm the fire breathing dragon in the porch. So carjack and try to hit me, I put guns to their torso. Bad. How you like me now, me and my pistol? Just another night out. We like Georgia Power. Don't pay, it's lights out. We a full-time job, putting rappers in the ground.
You got a lot of mouth, babe, you won't shut up. I got a bad attitude, I don't give a fuck. You got cowards with you that'll leave you stuck. Ain't dug it, I got my pistol up. Pistol, pistol, pistol up. Pistol, pistol, pistol up. I got my pistol, pistol, pistol up.
The hard to lay it down in the clutch. Hey, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. If dust, fuck with I'm a cock in the bus. I got a itchy trigger finger, it got fleas on it. You like breathing, then get some retreating, homie. You don't know me like D.I. I got soldiers like D.I. Joe to kick down the door. Ripping the photo. With Jamaicans and Haitian goons that leave you dead on the side of the road. Like raccoons nowadays, everybody gangsta. We're the wankers, rich niggas, the truth is that. What part of the game is that? Yeah, niggas ain't playing right. Stay in the club, but when you're rolling, riding dirty, then you fucking with us.
hustle as you wish. We ain't bumping that hustle of music. We coming on dang, we been those blocks. We'll never duck beat, we just duck the cops. This is how a hustle as you wish. We ain't bumping that hustle of music.
I tell them 7, 8, 7, double pills for girl belly. With a mixed green nose, just to make the nigga jealous.
What?
With 3 touch screen, cause she love R. Kelly. When I'm riding by myself, I can switch it back to Teddy. I'm a navigator, just to work a Bluetooth and a telly. With a button for the trunk, a button for the star. All black strap for the jackals and the robbers. You got to see the day, but you won't see the mall. They won't find a pistol, I can sell it up in hall. I've been untested, so niggas don't fall. Now go back to your block with your nick and your swarm. The chef RD only take big forms. Just drop it in the pot and watch the work get swarm. Just add cold water and watch the work get swarm. Affiliated hustle, nigga, we been a fucking drum.
Now I've got his ride, Chevy to that. Heat it in the front with the meat in the back. You see, this is how a hustler do it. Bring him up in that hustle of music. We coming on dang, we been those blocks. We'll never duck beat, we just duck the cops. This is how a hustler do it. Bring him up in that hustle of music. Throw the boys in the don't ride. Throw the players, shorty, say they ride. Carolina, homie, heard they got
them.
Texas,
roll it down in them.
Louisiana, Wardy, let me see them. Alabama, country boys got them. Tennessee, keep them pimped out. My MI group can let the folks say they want them.
Now
I've got his ride, Chevy to that. Heat it in the front with the meat in the back. You see, this is how a hustler do it. Bring him up in that hustle of music. We going on dang, we been those blocks. We'll never duck beat, we just duck the cops. This is how a hustler do it. Bring him up in that hustle of music. Hey.
People hanging in there with me. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out to the show. Ah, man, I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. You know what I mean? So we're almost down. I only got one song left. You feel me? But I took it back to Gangster. You know, I wanted to play every single track. You know, this is for people who might listen to the podcast also. So they're going to hear all this stuff too. Just the live listeners had to get cut off the internet. And we still have people keep stay on the phone lines. You feel me? And hang around and listen to the rest of these joints. I really appreciate everybody that's still hanging around on the phone lines and all that. Big ups, props, thanks. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead to the phone lines and ask everybody what they think about that. I'm pretty sure I brung the move back to the street. So, of course, since Dink De Niro was on Pistols Up, we'll ask him first. De Niro.
Yo.
What you think? Pistols Up.
Now,
pistols
you already
up.
Know. You know what I'm saying? You already know how we did that record a while ago for people that don't know. You know what I'm
right,
saying? And it's still,
right.
Every time I hear it, it's still crazy, hot, hard, gangster to this day. You know what I mean? So that's one of the joints, Blaze. You already know. When I heard the joint, you sent it to me. I was on it. You know, it's the cinema of me, man. That's what it is right now. So we running hard. Like Bully said earlier, it's an honor to be a part of the project, man. We've been grinding and working for a while together, and it's really good, man. For the physical CD, you know what I mean? Somebody we fuck with, rock with so hard, that's family, and it's coming, man. That's what I like. I'm so happy and honored to be a part of this project right here, man. You know?
That's what it is, man.
Them two joints is crazy. The Hustler music definitely got that bounce to it that I like.
That's
so,
that West Coast. That's that California. California.
You know how we feel about those records, man.
I fuss with that one.
That's
right.
What it is, man.
All right, Streets. What up? Pistols Up.
What up, fam?
Pistols Up, Hustler Music. What you think?
Hustle music? You know I like hustle music. You know what I mean? Chevys and laughs. You know, that's that country boy shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I'm definitely loving that. And you know how I feel about Pistols Up. You know what I mean? If anybody knows me, y'all know how I feel about Pistols Up. You know?
Right.
Pistols Up is my favorite record. It might be my favorite record, period, of records.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just something about it. They got their pistols up.
Right,
especially
right.
Like Next Tell Nails really go hard on that song, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't know if people fall in the movement and they know about Next Tell Nails. But that's a classic Nextel Nails. What is that, 16 bars?
Yeah, 16. He killed the 16 on that, yeah.
He killed the 16 on that, ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a hard-ass song. All three of y'all went hard. I appreciate that record. You know what I mean? Word
right.
up.
What's up? That's the street. All right, stand by. See what you think.
Well, you know, I do a little, I dibble and dabble with the gangster music, but you know, I like Pistols Up. The other one, I'm like, ah, okay, I'm gonna let y'all men have that one. But
right.
Yeah,
so how
I like Pistols Up,
okay.
But the other one, I'm like, okay, yeah, okay.
I love Hustle music. Hustle music is so Florida and California. It's so top down with your shit, with your 6'4" Impala or your, you know what I'm saying? It's that.
Yeah, but I don't drive none of that. I don't drive none of that.
Of course. Shay, what do you think? Shay, what do you think, Shay?
Let me stop laughing so hard first. I'm feeling them. Pistols Up made me feel like I just want to go shoot a couple rounds just for shits and giggles, you know, bring out my little thug chick in me. And you know I love Hustlers music. That brings back some memories from back in the day.
Right.
Ooh, that's definitely a Florida song.
Right, right. All right. Ruby Candy, what you think?
I feel like shoot up some shit, but I'm going to let y'all boys have it.
They're supposed to make you feel that way.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to make me feel that way, but, you know, it's all good.
All right, exactly. All right, stand by. Michigan girl, I know she likes this stuff.
You already know. I need to hit the gun range, like ASAP. But Hustler Music, I'm feeling that one, too, because, you know, I like my, you know, California West Coast vibe. So, yeah, I'm
That's
feeling
right. You're, doesn't that sound like something Pac Way would have rapped on? You know,
yeah, definitely.
Pop rapped on that beat. Pop would have rapped on that beat. It's kind of Dre-ish. I produce Hustlers Music, by the way, and the homie XL from Italy, who did Ride for That, who did Caught Up, who did Level Us, he produced Pistols Up. You know what I'm saying? So to do XL is crazy hot with it too. All right, stand by. Last one, Billy Bad Phoenix.
Man, all them females are some violent motherfuckers. Hey, look, I want to buy a gun now. You know what I'm saying? I want to shoot shit up too with pistols up, man. That one, I can't even have no words for it. But, man, yeah, that and Hustle Music, street classics, man. You know, most
right.
definitely.
Right.
Those,
straight up. They straight for the street. And the last one I'm going to play, y'all, I know this song, I'm going to tell y'all something before I play this last joint, all right? We still got about 10 people on the line. Everybody's getting ready to go. But I got to tell you. You got to listen to what the fuck I'm saying on this last song. I know the production. My homie, my man XL, who did Pistols Up, who did Ride for That, who did Love of Lust, who did Caught Up. All right? Same guy. All right? He did the track. The track is, this is my Kanye-ish, because it's not really a conventional type of production, but what I'm saying in the song, this song is all about haters. All right? This is my dedication to haters. People who try to hold you back. People who try to hold you down. You can't hold down a driven motherfucker. Why do you waste your energy and time trying to stop people like me? Haven't you realized by now that I don't quit? You can't flake me. You can't make me stop. It's a waste of your energy, homie. I'm not going to stop until I fucking get ready. No one else can make me stop doing what I do. And I don't understand people who get it in their mind to believe in their brain that you can stop motivating people like myself from doing shit. It's not going to happen, nigga. Okay? Real shit. Stop trying. I'm not going to quit. All right? So the last song I'm going to play is called Holding Me Down, and that's what I'm talking about in the song. And I'm just like, I want people to pay attention to what I'm saying. I love the beat, personally. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, it's so different. I fuck with it because I fuck with a different kind of production. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people be like, I kind of like it, but just listen to the record. This is one of my favorite songs I ever did. And a lot of people's like, you put that on there before this, and this. But I'm like, it's what I'm talking about. Fuck you, haters.
The boy is back. Hey.
Let's go, man.
Holding me down.
What can I say, man? I'm going to give you something else, man. I'm just going to do anything.
I know. Yeah, we probably can't get that sample clear, though.
Holding me down.
I'm an underground vet, the best out. No mainstream bling. Still walk with my chest out. With it out. Watch how the next round push to the next level. They tired of the same shit. They rooting for the rebel. The renegade. You should play me like Shady, baby. I'm not the carbon copy of the sloppy. You hear relation now. Embrace me. Like your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Used to be your trapper, but his labor was disaster, so I pick the
another game that I could master. So okay, I'm you that made it faster, but their flow just not as accurate. But deep is mine, but I strive and grind to do it till I shine. I blow them hoping I don't get signed. Every time I ride the streets to my block, the haters just watch and they fly. They wanna hold me down. I think they wanna take my spot, cause everything I do be top notch. You can't hold me down. Every time I see he drop, it's hot for the dish drop. Never wanna hold me down, but they can never stop my walk. I'm grinding all the way to the top. You never hold me down.
Never hold me down.
Stupid deed, stupid dud. I've never been stupid, cuz make no stupid music, but I got a stupid bug. But you never bang a scrap. I really only like your beat, so I never bang your rap. Perhaps after album 6 I'll beat the shit, and you can hear me on your everyday radio mix until I'm rich. They say your boy Blizzard make it rip, and he got so many styles that he can twist and every hit. Cause nobody ever pick me up, they busy trying to hold me down. Stand up, if you going through it like I am now. Drink another round for me with middle fingers up, and stop whoever trying to stop you when they drop the cut. Every time I ride the streets through my block, the haters just watch and they plot. They wanna hold me down. I think they wanna take my spot, cause everything I do be top notch. You can't hold me down. Every time I see CD drop, it's hot for the dish drop. Never wanna hold me down, but they can never stop my walk. I'm grinding all the way to the top. You never hold me down.
Hold
me down.
I let them rock while the boy the car rush me. I let you meet your make it. This shit get ugly, cause the blood is on my mind. Where I'm from, there was no crying on my block, so I can go and get it with the rock. Fuck the cops, that's cause I get harassed when they pass. I'm in the lack, they looking for a Chevy that just stole some gas for everyone that's on my side. I seen the fine sin that gets me. Pray the Lord got my back, but sometimes I question, is it? Maybe I should stop with all the smoking and the Henny, but they show me when they think they know but don't know diddly. Squat, but he be the game, Blizzum got. He's just the same, Blizzum got. You'll never stop, nah.
Every time I ride the streets through my block, the haters just watch and they plot. They wanna hold me down. I think they wanna take my spot, cause everything I do be top notch. You can't hold me down. Every time I see he drop, it's hot for the dish drop. Never wanna hold me down, but they can never stop my walk. I'm grinding all the way to the top. You never hold me down. Hold me down.
A big fuck you to all my haters, all right? Oh, man, I love that song. I don't understand. That's like one of my favorite shits, man. Streets, did you hear what I said, Streets?
It's something great. You know what I love about you?
Wow. Oh, my God, he's over there talking.
The real leader, you know what I'm saying?
Shay.
Oh,
he's over there gaming somebody. he's a real leader. He's really gaming. What you think about that song, Shay?
I like it.
Like that song? I love that song. I love that. I literally love that song. I don't understand the people who don't love it. I don't understand how you can love certain one of my songs.
Like,
I don't understand how certain people can like certain ones of my songs but not love that one. If you love Why I'm Mad, I don't understand why you can't love Holding Me Down.
It's
I don't understand
it. Like it is. That's
I don't know. I don't know. It's the beat. They gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to it. When you buy the album, listen to Hold Me Down. Listen to Hold Me Down twice, two or three times back to back when you get this album. And then light one up. And then think about every motherfucker that hate on you. And you'll get what
I'm
saying.
It's right. One of them contemplative type of mood songs. You got to think about it.
Yeah.
Not just the beat.
Yeah. Ruby Candy.
Yep, I like that. We just don't have enough.
Right.
But
right,
I liked
exactly.
it, though. I liked it. It goes
okay.
good. It goes good with Why I'm Mad.
Right. It's a good song, all right? Hold on. Michigan Girl.
Oh,
Michigan
yeah.
Girl.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Do you like
I
Holding
like
Me Down?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely liking that one. I'm almost at Love. I might need to hear it a couple, maybe one more time, and then I might love it. But I'm definitely liking it.
It's in my top five on the album. But every time I play it for somebody, I never get the feedback I want from it, so I pushed it down towards the end of the album. But it really is just from the beat and to where the way I did the way I.
Maybe they ain't got enough haters to necessarily feel where you come from, but
I have a whole bunch of.
I definitely got some haters, so I definitely.
I have a whole bunch of people who just are very, I don't know, negative about what I do, and they don't understand that they can't stop me. If you're a motivated motherfucker, you'll love that record. Period, point blank. If you're a motivated person like me, Holding Me Down is going to be one of your favorite songs on the record because of what it represents and what it signifies. Real shit. Billy Bad Phoenix. Hello? Billy Bad? Okay, Billy Bad's gone. I know where Billy Bad's at. All right, so anyway, a couple more people on the phone, but they haven't had their hand raised the whole time, so I won't go to them. Everybody who did have their hand raised, that was it. So here we are, end of the, basically the end of it. Shouts out to everybody who's listening on the podcast. You feel me? Really appreciate it, because you guys, even while K100 was off the air, my numbers were still going up. That means people were going back and listening to the show, listening to past episodes. My numbers were still moving. They were creeping. You know, it may be three a day or three every 2 days, but my numbers were still going up. I still get my stat reports, and people were still listening to K100, even when I wasn't live. You know what I'm saying? Even when I wasn't broadcasting live for a whole month, I still had an increase. All right, I still had maybe... I was off the air for a month, and I still had about 150 times the show was played, just backlogs, so people went back and listened to it, and a couple of downloads, you know what I'm saying, probably about 20, 30 downloads, and I wasn't even blasting it out because I was so busy creating the Cinema of Me. So I appreciate everybody who was supporting it and listening to it and, you know, going back and playing replays and maybe telling somebody, yeah, go back and check this episode, whatever, because somebody had to be doing it, because I damn sure wasn't for the past month until I got the album done. But I appreciate it. Episode 200, of course, great. Again, thanks everybody who tuned into the show. I'm going off air. I'm going to run the commercial one more time. July the 1st, the Cinema of Me. It will be available on iTunes. Just give me like a week. It takes like a week and a half. It will be available for you to order your actual physical copy from CD Baby. For it's cheap, almost cheaper than you can get it in a store. Actually, no, not almost. Cheaper than you can get it in Best Buy, because they make you charge a certain amount. So if you really want to get it for the low, you can get it from CD Baby. Just give me it takes about a week or so for them to get the copies, process it, stock it, and all that. Maybe sometimes could take 2 weeks, but that's a good way to get the physical copy if you want to put it in your CD and actually, you know, look at the artwork on the inside and read the credits and, you know, the real CD. You can go to cdbaby.com. And, of course, if you just want to download it, it's going to be on Amazon, Rhapsody, Napster, a couple other places, you know what I'm saying? Available for download, very short. It doesn't take as long to get to those places as it does to get the CD Baby and iTunes, because they're so big, it takes them a minute to process it. But it will be available, iTunes, CD Baby, and everything, man. So thanks everybody who in advance who downloads it, plays it, tells somebody about it. Really appreciate it. July 1st, the Cinema of Me officially drops. Thanks, everybody, for this crazy ride. It's been great. And I'm going to see you guys July 1st. I'm going to actually do another show for K100 too tomorrow, though. Because I need a show to talk some shit. Everybody needs a show to talk some shit. I can't just do one show and then just leave y'all high and dry. I got to come back. I'll be right back tomorrow. Later.
Shameless Entertainment presents Bay County's own Blizzard, a.k.a. the Prodigal Son, dropping this fifth solo project, The Cinema of Me. The album release party is going to be great. Club Latitudes, Friday, July the 1st. Hey, don't meet us there, beat us there. Get there early, because it's going to be paid. The first person in it don't get a free copy of the CD. Hosted by Lil Cash with DJ Beat Boy spinning that hot music. And the Red and White Affair will be in effect. It's the return of the grind.